Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to teach the girls, but they not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. After the hits that take me, I'm a bad girl. They wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a bad girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. If you wanna be just like me, cut to the quick, can't take me. The tray wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl.
Yeah.
You wanna come to me? You wanna come to me? You wanna come to me?
Right.
Come, 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 come.
to Philly, but you see me. These bitches just can't take me. The way I chant, the way I look, my style, my time, you think you took. But bitch, I wrote this Philly book, now I'ma sit and let the beat cook.
Prick at that, 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 so
I see it is all cunt bitches have 9 lives. Your pussy, right? So let's count them down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Like I said, your pussy, right? You're not ready for this. A 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, get your life. I am the pussycat, I got 9 lives. The girl's going up and giving you life. Don't fuck it up, cause you don't got time. Bitch, go off, cause it's a showdown. A pussy, a pussy, a pussy showdown. Pussy, a pussy, a pussy showdown. I am the sushi, I am the fish. Give me back my tilapia, bitch. It's a countdown to the showdown. Now it's time for you to show out. Bitch, you ready? Now let's count down. 9, 8, 7.
rocking brand new white Tim's. I ain't even gonna mess with him. I love him.
The legendary House of Escada presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sen Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance. Sing, dance, or lip sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473, or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, February 23rd, 2013. Grand prize number one, open to all team states. The Dream Team for $2,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance for $1,000. Legends versus $1,000 club winners versus of the years versus challengers. Mini grands include Drag's Realness for $500, Butch Queen's Schoolboy Realness for $500. Butch Queen European Runway for $500 and Female Figure Runway for $250. Again, that's Saturday, February 23rd, the 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Location, Victory Lane Entertainment Venue, 2330 Tipton Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Award presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. Seats, 10 with refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Von Allure. There will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball Aftermath, that Sunday, February 24th.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the State of Emergency Show. I am your host, Jasmine Couture. And how's everyone doing tonight? I'm watching the trailer for this play, but I can't really listen to it because I got you guys on the radio show. But I see Jason in the play. Work, Jason. chat room, hello. What the hell was that? Oh, that was my text message. All right, Kelly. Hello, chat room, and hello, Facebook chat. Hi, RJ. Send my ass pics. Finally, love. What you want me to do with them, Brooklyn? I mean, Mona? What are you talking about? Hi. Tonight we are talking about, it's Valentine's Day. Well, in about 15 minutes, it's officially Valentine's Day. We are going to be talking about Valentine's, Valentine's Day. Relationships and love and happiness and heartbreak or whatever. We're also going to play a game called The Dating Game. Is that what it's called? Naima, I need you. Remember we used to play that game? Well, you guys used to play that game before. But we'll be playing The Dating Game where you guys will be able to call in and say who you guys have a crush on. And we'll try our best to find a way to get them on the line. And you guys can talk to each other about your crush. Or, you know, see if you guys want to go on a date. So forth and so on. So feel free to call in and say who you have a crush on. And I'm sure the listening audience will find a way to let them know. And maybe they can call in and, you know, we'll take it from there. So that's what we're going to talk about as well. We're going to play some games and have fun. I know it's a state of emergency show, but you know what? We need to have fun. We need to stop taking everything so serious. Everything has been so serious for the past couple of weeks. And, Jesus, this is how we started off the new year. Like, why? And I don't get it. So we got to figure it out and just, you know, try to break this whole little tainted trend that we have. Yeah, if everybody's saying they don't get it either, that means everybody's going through it. In all honesty, you know, and why is there so much going on? No, not at all. All right, enough of me. I actually had a glass of wine. Maybe that's why I'm just talking and keying. I also want to send a shout out to the people out there that are getting on my nerves. You guys don't know who you are, the ones that are getting on my nerves. Do me a favor and cut your nonsense. Cut your bullshit. You know, you don't have to throw everyone underneath the bus and, I don't know. Y'all just need to stop. You know, stop trying to fit in. You're either going to fit in or you're not. But, you know, don't be a kiss ass to fit in. It's just a mess. So there's a lot of people that press one. I don't even know who everybody is, and I didn't even do the numbers or anything. So I'm just going all out tonight. 323-286, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Michi. I'm here.
Who's this?
Michi.
Oh, hey, Michi. I'm sorry.
All the way from...
How are you, Michi?
Oh, I'm feeling wonderful.
Why are you feeling so wonderful?
I've just had a wonderful day, and, you know, I went out to work with my team today and some managers and stuff after work. And, you know, it was very, you know, it's very, I don't know.
Baby, these people with the pictures and this damn chat, y'all are horrible. What the hell is that? Don't nobody want that looking at, I mean, don't nobody want to be seeing that. That's just nasty.
See the chat room.
It's just sad, the shit that they put in there, like all these asses and stuff. Oh. 240581, is that Enrique?
No, it's Naima.
Oh, hey, girl, see, I can't with you.
Hi, Ema.
What's
Mother
up?
Steak, what's grilling?
Nothing, just over here trying to take care of this flu I got.
What you cooking, steak and potatoes again?
No, honey, I said take care of this flu I had.
Oh, you had the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I saw that red meat you over there slobbing down.
No.
We go to the next number, 404-731.
Hello, this is Lilac Ready to Wear.
This is who?
That's your name for real?
No, it's the real Jasmine Couture, my twin sister.
Oh, here you go.
How are you doing tonight, sister? Hello?
Yeah, I
could
talk to that
child.
I don't know if
they're
tackled.
How are you?
I just want to give a birthday shout out. Hello?
This will be missed
because
there
are
real issues. Otherwise, please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Oh, well. I do want to give a birthday shout out to my brother Lawrence. Always been and always will be Ebony. And, of course, a shout-out to San Antonio Revlon and to my nephew, Cassidy. Happy birthday to all of you out there. And everyone else has had a birthday this week that I may have forgotten. I do apologize.
Who is that giving the birthday shout-out? Was that you, Michi?
That was me. Hello.
Ciao.
Wait. Okay, I'm lost.
Who's Naima.
Me?
Okay, Naima,
so
you feeling
know.
It tonight?
803-727, you're on the air.
Hello, Cola. Welcome to the state of emergency. What's your emergency?
Misha, you feeling it tonight? 803-727. Okay, caller, I don't know who you are either. Press 1 so you can get out of the host queue. 814-431, you're on the air.
It's me, Jasmine. It's Vonna.
Hey, Vonna.
Hi, Vonna. Hey.
Hey.
How you doing, Vonna?
I'm doing good, actually.
And for all you callers and listeners out there that are going to call in and press 1 for your Valentine crush or mush or whatever you want to call it,
ooh,
make sure you say something nice. Miss Vonna's on the line. If it's one of her kids, you are going
to my
get.
God.
I know, Vonna, but Vonna, you need to give me a call, honey, because you're carrying.
Why am I carrying?
You know why you're carrying.
I'm not going to lie.
Vonna, I loved you last night.
No, I was not carrying. Nobody minded. Don't nobody hold their tongue for the people that they care about. I know I'm not going to do the same.
Oh.
I didn't appreciate nothing that happened yesterday was on my favorites list, but I just took it with a grain of salt and I paid it. But I did not appreciate how the thing transpired yesterday at all.
Well, neither did I.
I mean, we all won. So,
well, the good thing is, you know, you can, you know, talk to your sister. You know, you ask him, you know. Everyone, of course, I'm sure, thought it was going to end in a whole lot of E-my-E, but it ain't no T-T-T.
Oh, no.
Put your cups up.
When I called her on that show yesterday, it was totally in my pants. But I made the same statement that everybody else made, is that y'all felt strong about one thing, I feel strong about the other, it's agree to disagree. But if what's good for the geese is definitely good for the gander. I don't want people to believe that it's okay for them to do something, but it's not okay for me to do it as well, because I'm usually not that kind of person. But no, I'm going to protect mine fiercely, definitely my children.
Well, honey, I had started listening to the show yesterday, but then I fell asleep because I was sick. I wasn't feeling good. It's like I'm still not feeling good tonight, but, you know, I wanted to at least get on here for a little while with y'all. But I had woke up. I was on the line until, like, at the 2 o'clock, but I kept falling asleep on and off throughout the doggone show.
Well, Well, you ain't missed nothing, honey.
That was a great. It was a good show. Shout out to my sister Tiffany Chanel. She brought a great breaking story last night. And even got an exclusive. Work girl.
All right. 410-462. You're on the air.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Mark. I mean, Enrique.
Hey, what's going on?
Ciao.
Hey, Bishop. Hey, Naima. Happy Valentine's Day, Footlong. Hey, young man, how are you?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, what's going on?
Y'all were early, ain't
and, you? And I have to beg to differ. You missed a great show. Get your life, Naima, because I know you are a dirt monster, girl. You would get life off that show last night. You would get life.
She and was celebrating her Valentine early.
And Amanda, can I be one of your kids, please?
You said what happened?
Can I be one of your kids, please?
No, we're not going to sit here and give all this life to Lana.
Of course not.
I want to be one of the kids because that woman came through.
Those kind of comments. Of course not.
We are not going
to
sit here and
give we gave all that life to you yesterday. Why can't I get some?
But I feel how Naomi kept her composure. She stayed a lady. She didn't get irate, and she spoke very clear. No shame.
Very clear. Very clear.
Anybody else, me, I probably would have been going off. It would have been a whole lot of screaming. Y'all would have heard all through that whole conversation.
Okay, the next caller is 616-671. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Welcome to the state of emergency. What's your emergency?
Well, first I wanted to say I like the show. Just on the phone, thank you. I'm hearing it and shit. But I was talking about the crush thing.
What's your question?
Because I got a little crush on James Conn, Lil James Conn.
Little James Conn,
okay,
you have a crush on Little James Conn. We're going
to
come right back to you, okay? We're going to get Little James Conn on the phone. Well, I don't know. Does Little James Conn, doesn't it? I mean.
201-360.
I don't want nobody booed up. If they got a lover, we're not calling.
201-360.
Hey, everybody. What's up?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hi. What's going on?
Nothing.
How are you?
I'm good. How's everybody's Valentine's Day going?
It's not a situation.
Valentine's every day I wake up.
Oh, Michi, please. What are y'all doing for Valentine's Day?
Let's get everybody on the line. And somebody's breathing very heavily. 347-301.
Well, hello, everyone.
Naomi
spoke very good last night because her mother Kelly was the irate one, so she knew that was going to happen. I'm coming to shake the table.
We're not shaking tables.
You want her to come through and pull the legs off and snatch the tablecloth off at the same time?
It wouldn't be Kelly if she did.
Hey,
everyone, how was everyone doing? Michi, what have you been drinking tonight? Because you have been very, very verbal tonight.
Jason, you're on the air.
Well, you know, I work for the state of California. I'm a state of
friends.
Boys.
Friends. One, two, three.
So,
friends are here with me.
Is everybody drinking tonight? Do I need to pull out a bottle? Because it seems like everybody seems a little happy.
How's the girls? How's everyone? Hey, Alexis. Hey, Naima Boo. How
Hi,
you doing,
Jason.
Girl?
Hey.
Oh, it's freezing like that.
Oh, my God. Y'all dying?
That's Naima.
That's Naima. She's the one that's sick.
No, that's not me. Don't try it.
See, it stopped.
But it wasn't me.
It did stop.
All right.
That's
I'm going to put y'all on hold for a minute, y'all. Go ahead. Jason and all y'all talk for a minute.
How was everyone's day?
It was pretty
good.
I felt good. I felt like a grown-up.
Vonna, can you be my godmother?
I can't answer that question. I don't want anybody to think that I'm getting any knife on this show. So if you want to ask me personal questions, y'all can inbox me.
Okay, well, you gotta accept my friend said purse. No shade.
Man, you are friends.
Are
we? Yeah.
It gave me no ma'am. Hold on.
Hold on.
You know she got like three or four different profiles.
Okay.
I do have. They all say Amaya. But yeah, we're friends. I'm about to post on your wall.
Okay, great. I'm gonna put mother on my Facebook thing, so you know.
I don't wanna.
And my mother gonna be over it. She be like, give it. Cause my real mom, she don't play that. She's like, what's this?
You wanna be just like me? I'm a nasty girl.
You want to be just like me? I'm a nasty girl.
No thing. Okay, but that sounds like somebody on the show singing that song.
It does. He just sang it.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad that we're all in good moods, and that's a good thing.
Nasty girl. The snow. I just hope the snow stays away.
No, it's snowing up here right now.
Is it really?
Yes.
It's not snowing here yet, Mark.
It's snowing in New Jersey.
Right now, we have that slush.
Jersey just gets all the weather, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Jersey is just disgusting.
Oh, well, I mean, that weather y'all get over there, it's always raining, it's always
snowing. That's because everything usually passes us by. Now we get in the bulk of everything everybody else got before.
Well, somebody was over there singing.
I
want
to give a shout-out to my gay father, Tommy LaBeige. I never had a gay father before. I'm so honored to have a gay father now.
You have a gay father now?
Yeah, my gay father. My gay father. I done stole Mark's father. He my father now.
You could borrow him. You don't got to pay that one.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. You got to pay for fathers now?
You know what? Only on Valentine's Day.
So speaking of fathers, let me wish my kids happy Valentine's.
And I want to give a shout out to all the icons and legends that came to San Francisco and supported the ball. Good to have you there, Selvin and Jack and Kelly and Ayana, Mother Ayana Christian, Doctor. Ayana
was
Christian.
That the one that started at 9:30 and that was over at 11, or the other one?
I want to give a shout out.
Was Reverend running that ball?
And to shout out to Sabrina Ebony, Keila J. Ebony.
I just want to say to you, one of the judges that were in your gift bag, if you still have your green Bible, can I have it? Cause
my sister, legendary mother, lovely Revlon, Binky. I don't know how that got up on YouTube. I didn't think it was going to go there.
Oh, you know how I got up on YouTube.
Who is
that breathing like Darth Vader?
I don't know. Don't say it's me.
Stop every time she talks.
Who?
Luke, I am your father.
Okay. Valentine's Day. It's 12:02. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy
Valentine's Day, brother.
Yes,
kind of depressing that I'm on.
Happy Valentine's Day.
It's kind of depressing that I'm on a radio show.
Chopper,
I want to wish my children happy Valentine's Day. Tara Law, happy Valentine's Day. Devon Gasson, happy Valentine's Day. Joseph Fields, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy
Valentine's Day. I just want to wish all my kids happy Valentine's Day.
And the question is, who's their mother?
Now that's it. The judges ain't come back yet, but.
And to my mothers, happy Valentine's Day. Love you all, Linda, Corey, and Mother J. Sandbridge.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day, Mother London.
And to happy Valentine's Day, Mark, my brother. I love you.
Enrique, you can't be your brother.
You know what it
is. Uncle, so it's got to be one or the other.
You said what?
He can't be his...
You know what it is. No.
Oh, Lord.
And happy Valentine's Day to my sister, Naima, Mother Poetic Justice. And happy Valentine's Day to the mother of all mothers, Vanna Samaya.
Yes,
Revlon.
Vanna, come through, bitch.
Lord, there you go. Kaboom! Guess who's in the room?
So does anybody actually have an actual Valentine besides Lana?
Well,
I did.
Had several, but I don't want to seem like a whore.
Oh God!
Why is that
my Valentine? Well, today I bought my cat a new cedar and some catnip. She's sitting here right now going off. Happy
Your
Valentine's
cat.
Day, Frisky.
Yes, the cat
you
getting
have a
high,
cat?
So is he. I can't.
Mark,
yeah,
I do not see you with no cat.
That's my daughter. What did you talk about? 14 years? Don't do her.
That's a whole lot of puss in that house.
Oh, she's 14 years old?
Yes, God.
Oh,
well, that's a whole lot of old puss up in that
house. And she's still a virgin.
See, Michi, do not with my daughter, okay?
And she's still a virgin.
Y'all all got your parents. This is my daughter. Let her get her life. Stop that,
Frisky. Enrique, he's going to bring his cat down here for the play so she can meet Pop-Pop and they can have babies.
Oh, no. My daughter's a virgin, okay?
And happy Valentine's Day to my sister, Alexis. You already know. Snow.
Valentine's Day.
Is she gone or is she breathing hard? Is that her
You know what, Michi?
Breathing.
Hold on, wait.
She's coming back.
Wait one motherfucking moment. I was on mute, Michi.
I'm sorry.
Talking to my son. So I don't know. I heard y'all having a whole breathing conversation. That's not her. She don't do that.
Ooh.
Okay, so moving right along.
I'm going back on mute.
Please. You sound so much better.
So since Jasmine is not here, but we want to talk about tonight, she said we were talking about relationships, the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, the next to impossible, being the other woman, being the other man, the part-time lover, finding true love, finding Mr. Right for right now. How do you end a relationship after being with that person for 1 week and you said that was your husband?
Do you have like a list or something? I'm
God, 1 week.
Don't none of y'all got that girlfriend that y'all go out to the club and y'all see them dancing and kissing somebody they met for the first time on the floor, and then they come over to you and like, bitch, that's my husband, and then next
week,
bitch, we
God,
divorce.
Yes, God, please don't make me start doing it. Don't make me spill the girl's tea. Don't make me do it.
Lord.
Don't make me do it.
God rest my gay mother's soul, but I had more stepfathers than the law should allow.
Damn.
I still don't know who my real daddy is.
Yeah, she don't either. That's the thing.
Okay. But all my kids know who their daddy is, that's for sure. The milkman, the gas man.
Mailman, UPS man.
You gotta say the Comcast man, brother, because they be cute.
Not the ones that show up at my house. But they
I was fortunate enough to get the doctor. That's why I have a lot of good common sense. She went for that pap smear, honey. And turn into something else.
Bitch, you did a pap
or a colonoscopy, you know.
Oh, no. A good colonoscopy.
Oh, come on.
And it turns into something else.
The invasive or the invasive one?
Where is J-Rock and Tiffany?
Yeah, where are they?
Not that it's just because it's
J-Rock is down at the port.
He's at the park.
Ooh. The port.
You know what? Can somebody mute Michi?
Why?
Because I can't do this with you.
Did he say the park?
Yes.
The port.
Well, some people on this phone know a lot about the park, don't they, Enrique?
They should. Speaking of your mother, yes, she would. Speaking of your mother, she would.
Enrique is a frequent jogger, is what you're saying.
No, don't die. Wait a minute, hold up, Jason. Don't do that.
Oh, my God.
Not too much.
Oh, switchboard.
I'm way too fat for a park. No shit.
832 is trying to get on.
Okay, but has anybody ever done that and, like, got with somebody, like, met in, like, a public place, the bathroom, the park or anything, and then all of a sudden you wind up dating this person?
So, Jason, tell us about your experience today.
Oh, no.
Well,
Enrique, plead the fifth.
Well, my first love was Enrique's son.
Oh, but you ain't meet her in no park. You just met
and
her
in
drag.
And I met her in
the
bathroom at the gallery.
Wait a minute. You met her in drag? You know what, Enrique? We're going to put you on hold and come back.
In drag.
What was in this water? Because this got me awful happy. I'm sure was that water, was it vodka? But no, Mark, to answer your question, I have met someone out and about, and it lasted for like 2 years.
No, I mean, it's not unheard of. I mean,
I ain't ashamed of it.
You know, we go out, we go to bars. I mean, not all of us are cruisers, but you know, we've been in cruising spots. It's not like it's unheard of to meet people there, so that's why I asked the question.
Does a gym count?
Yes, that gym is one of the biggest spots.
It's all relative to public places.
Yes,
so
the
yes,
gym does count.
Sauna rooms count, steam rooms count, showers count. They're all in the gym.
Saunas count.
Yeah.
The weight equipment count. The parking lot count.
But you can meet some cute boys at the weight in the free weight room. That's what you do.
Oh,
sound like it's turning into
this. I see why you're so buff. You're always lifting.
Yeah, exactly. Can I help you squat? Thanks. Ooh. I can help you. That's what you do.
Not help you squat.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah, because you got to stand. You got to stand over them with your legs and help them. And
right, you got to like if they
off.
Go down, you got to make sure
but
like
you know,
catching them.
If it's ooh. You know, if we could be like you know, you probably be dropping low and stand all the way over their head and be dangling the balls and stuff
ooh.
All on their face.
No, you
got
no. See,
he
you don't went to the gym, so you don't know
down.
When you spot somebody when they doing squats, you got to squat them from the back. So when they bend, you bend just like that.
You know
yeah,
about dropping
so
it
all
right. A little bit. You're a little bit knowledgeable about this. Can we get a dissertation?
No.
Give us some YouTube footage.
Oh, we can do YouTube.
No, I've seen enough of his clips. I don't want to see no.
You know what?
Not too much. Let's change the subject. I see what it's This won't be Bash Enrique Day. Everybody had their day. This today won't be mine.
Okay, so I'm going to tell y'all earlier, I got an inbox from somebody that I've known for a long time, and they asked me to actually be their Valentine. Actually, I was kind of flattered, but at the same time, I was like, but two of my girlfriends already ran a train on you like 4 years ago.
What's that got to do with anything, though? What does that have to do with anything?
Enrique, shut your slutty ass. Nobody
doing
no Valentine to nobody that ran a train on fucking one of my girlfriends that ran a train on you. Crazy.
So nobody can make a mistake? Are they the same person?
How
are they the same person?
Be New Jersey's hottest commodity in the bedroom and then turn around and want to be a Valentine? Was that, so you used up New Jersey, now you want to come to me, girl? No.
Mark.
I didn't know that Mark was a nasty girl.
Child, Mark ain't no nasty girl. Don't be no fool.
Did y'all see that picture of Eddie Long they put in the radio station? RJ put that picture up. Happy Valentine's Day from Eddie Long. Chariot.
What happened? Is RJ trying to send for me up in that room?
Yeah, it's RJ. Happy Valentine's Day from Eddie Long. Yeah, him and his boy. That boy is cute, though. No shade.
There you go, Thursday.
Oh,
one.
God.
I will tell you this, and it's no shade.
And you probably think that cop killer sexy.
Down.
See.
That's
but
ridiculous.
It is... No, I can't even say that.
Look, at least I'm honest, because half of us on this phone do think he's attractive. Because one of my grown-up groups, I don't mean like the grown-up nasty groups. I'm talking about like a grown folks group that they put him in there. Half of them was losing it. Losing it over him. They was like, no shade. You can teach me how to shoot any day.
Is Naima still with us?
Yeah.
I got a question for you, Naima.
Heavy breathing.
So, oops. What do you think?
All right, everybody.
What do you think about that whole cop situation? What?
I'm back.
Oh, okay, well, welcome back, Jasmine. We're in the middle of a conversation.
Thank you. Okay, Jasmine. Well, what I'm going to wind up doing is muting all of y'all.
Oh,
no. Y'all can have your conversations privately.
No, we're
not. Okay, so then we're going to go on with the show.
Okay.
I do apologize for everyone that had to step away, and I also had to handle some personal stuff. Listen, I want y'all to understand something. I don't need the meme to come across the air as a bitch or attacking anyone, that is not my ammo. I don't do that. Okay, so if I do offend anyone, I do apologize for that. I'm not trying to offend anyone. And to anybody that sits on these tables with us, sits on the panel, I enjoy everyone. I may tease you guys and all the rest of that stuff, but again, I don't mean to come off, you know, mean to anyone. So again, if I did, I do apologize. It was brought to my attention that I did maybe, you know, attack or something a little earlier, but I am sorry that was not my intent. I appreciate everyone, and I love all you guys, and I hold no grudges. So, let's move on from that. Okay? State of emergency show. Ooh, I just don't need to drink wine before I start the show. Maybe that's what it is. I was a little high. Sorry. What are we talking about?
Well, I had a question that I wanted to ask Naima, but never mind.
Okay.
We were talking about have we ever met anybody on outside publicly where it turned into a relationship, the park, the gym, you know, like cruising spots. Not to say that you were out there cruising, but that was the question. And have you ever had has it ever carried over into a relationship after that?
9 months. Okay, I see you. All right, we'll get to those things in a minute. A lot of people have pressed one already, so I just want to make sure I have all the cast members on really quickly. Kelly, you're on the air.
Well, Jasmine don't mean to offend nobody, but I fucking do, bitch. Every fucking
yes,
and
you're not
going
to continue to do this
body.
Now.
Okay?
Kelly.
What?
Mm-hmm. Everybody has something to drink tonight.
Yes, Kelly.
Okay.
Right.
Maybe I had me some motherfucking red wine. What tea?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, just too much. Where did Alexis go? I lost her number.
She's here. She's on mute, I think.
She was here.
No, she's gone. She's gone. All right, let me see who these callers are really quickly, and then we'll kind of go into the topic. Bishop, I see you. I'll come to you in a minute. 832-623, you're on the air.
Did somebody call my name?
That's
J-Rock. Hey, brother.
I'm sorry. I knew I was missing somebody. How are you, J-Rock?
You know, I feel good all over. You know, I'm feeling good.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Stephanie Mills.
Ooh.
All right, let me see who this caller is. 434-253 on the air.
Okay, I wanted to know what was the tea with Divine Chanel and this Felicia. Give me one.
What?
No, honey, this is a state of emergency Valentine's Day show, not tonight.
What was the question? Or what was it?
It was something that was going on in the blog talk room.
Yeah, Divine and some girl reading each other.
Oh, Divine. In them pictures.
Divine says she going to put some lotion on the skin so she can get the
Child.
I love that. I'm sorry.
All right. We have another caller. 313-808, you're on the air.
Hello, Jasmine. Hey, Jason. J-Rock.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Naima. Everybody, good morning.
Talk
to them. I'm just listening. Just sitting here, just listening. Just wanted to let you know I was on the air.
What's
okay,
up?
Thank you, Eric. One really quickly, private caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Maya, and I have a power.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Maya.
What's up, Maya?
Yeah. For Valentine's Day, come once a year. We all wait on that word we want to hear. The words, I love you, make you weak at the knees. When he sticks it in, you'll say, ooh, please. And they will consist of many teas. When the kids get lit and smoke on trees, they will munch and slay the night away. For today is just another Valentine's Day. And I thank you.
Ooh.
All right.
Work,
thank
Maya.
You, Maya.
I like
really
that one.
Appreciate it.
And you put trees in there. Go off, Maya.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let me find this on Facebook really quickly, and then we can get the show rolling. Fuck.
Where is it? All right. Hold on. Kelly, talk to them for a minute. Let me go with this call on Friday.
What is going on in Jasmine's world?
There's a lot going on in my... It's just a lot going on. Kelly, J-Rock, since you got to take over.
Now, like I said, did somebody call my name?
We called you earlier.
We did call your name earlier.
Mark.
Somebody said I was at the park.
Oh. They said you stay
at
said
you was at the park
again.
They said you stay at the park.
Oh.
I mean, that was in my former life. I don't go to the park and do cruising no more.
Your former life.
Did not say the park. I said J-Rock is probably at the port. Port.
They said you was at the park last night after you got off the ship.
No.
So, my former life,
I don't meet sailors on the pier no more.
No, Enrique went jogging last night. He's a frequent jogger.
I don't jog. I bike ride around the reservoir.
So he can get away from the cops quicker.
Oh,
yep.
Shit.
You should know, J-Rock.
Tell us about your cyclist.
I just pull out my military ID and tell him I was just chilling.
Oh, shit.
The truth comes out.
Freak come out at night.
Not just at night, nowadays.
Hey, they actually have a room called Freaks Come Out at Night, and they added me to it. I don't know why.
Is Kelly still on the line?
Because you're a freak.
They might have to add me to
everybody.
Them groups. Alvernia added me to one of them groups. I registered.
Oh, shit.
Not the one with the little boy sitting on his lap.
Oh, shit.
You know what? Good night, Enrique.
Oh, okay. Not that one. Okay, my bad.
All right. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Before we get into tonight's topic, I did tell you guys yesterday I do have a special guest that's coming on the air. This weekend is the Ayana Christian, the icon, Ayana Christian's weekend in D.C. And she does have her famed Monster Boy event going on this Saturday at the Upscale Ballroom. I want everyone to, and welcome to the show, to the one and only Ayana Christian, you're on the air.
Good morning, guys. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
Hello, Yana. Happy Valentine's Day.
Mwah. Kisses. What's going on?
Nothing.
Ayana, welcome to the State of Emergency Show. And tonight, you know, the floor is yours. Talk about, you know, whatever you want to talk about. And if you want to take any callers, anybody has any questions for Ayana, please press 1 or send them through to the chat room, and we'll kind of get the ball rolling. But she is here to just, you know, sit with us for a few and talk about, you know, this weekend as well.
You know, it is way past my bedtime, and I heard the folks talking about relationships, and I'm like, I'm not the best expert on relationships because I choose everything over relationships. So I definitely would like to sit back and listen. I'm an on the spot, get it when you can type of girl.
There you go, Swag DC.
All right.
So
Ayana. Does anyone have any questions about this weekend or anything for her?
I'm just mad that I can't make it because I have to work. So I just want to, you know, wish you the best of luck and everything, you know. And you truly inspire a lot of people in the ballroom. So I think it's absolutely fabulous what you do on your everyday life. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So we are excited. We're excited about this weekend. You guys know this is my third venture in this, and you know every time I do it, I try to do something different and take what I know to be ballroom and make it exceptional and like an experience. So, you know, if you don't make it this time, I know you'll make it next time. This won't be my last time.
Can I just say that your flyers, your teasers that you came out with was everything. This is a real by the way.
God.
They were everything.
Thank you.
Who came up with that concept? Was it a group thing, or did I just decide to do this thing?
It was the idea of my son, Dominic Christian, along with the chairman of our board, Torrance. And they came to me and they said, well, you know, this is our ideas and this is what we want to do. And I said, well, you know, if you guys put it together, you know, I'm there. And it took a bit of getting me talked into putting on a Afro wig because, you know, I'm a glamour type of girl. And I was like, I'm not sure if this is going to work. But they said you can do anything you put your mind to. So I put the wig on and I was like, just do me.
Yeah, because that was definitely editorial. And you look glamorous with the wig, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's the person with the wig on. The wig doesn't wear the person. So what category are people calling and asking you most about? What are the most calls are you getting about particular categories that we're on
the air? The calls that I'm getting, and it's weird because you would think that many of the categories are asking for these overly eccentric things, but I felt like when we were doing them and we were putting them together that they were simplistic and not asking for a lot, because you know sometimes you get to a ball flyer and it's like, okay, they're just calling for way too much. I'm not doing this. And so what I thought was simplistic actually turned into people literally reading into categories too much. So I got calls about everything from virgin faith to realness. Like, what is pretty boy realness is asking for the individual to come like a vocal artist, and schoolboy is asking for the person to come as a record label intern, and people asking like, well, how do you bring it like an intern? And I'm like, are you serious?
You said a record intern, but you say like a record. What
a record
that?
Label intern. Yeah, the category is called the industry. So
it's
basically everything about realness is about the industry. So the executive realness person is the talent scout.
Very soon. Very.
Pretty boy is the vocal artist. The butch is the rap artist. The female figure, she's the personal assistant. The butch queen and drag is the groupie trick. So it's all around the entertainment industry. And so when the folks were reading, they're like, well, how do you bring it like a talent scout? And I'm like, that's executive realness. Put on a suit.
Put on a suit, exactly. Well,
over-reading into it. If people called me and asked me about the grand prize, I got very few calls about the grand prize category. Maybe one or two, which, I anticipated having a lot of questions. Folks were asking, oh, my gosh, the female figure performance, one of the mini brands, Beyonce versus Janet. It came down to, well, does everything have to be, because it's Janet in all black, Beyonce in all gold, you know, choose your side. Does the shoes have to be gold too? And I'm like, okay, ballroom has come to this point where, you know, people have really, really, really have gone to the extreme with trying to make sure that they don't either get chopped by somebody shady on the panel
Ayanna, but you can't blame them for that question. You absolutely can't.
I understand.
Yeah.
I look back and I say, well, you know, this is what we've turned folks to doing, in terms of trying to really meet the mark where everything is executed. Well, I don't blame them, but sometimes when you're asking folks about attire, like, what should I wear? I'm walking virgin faith. What's the attire? It's a faith category. You're not coming in jeans and a T-shirt, dear. It's faith.
Right. So what is your grand prize, and what exactly are you looking for with those?
So Grand Prize is called the All Star Cast, and it's trilogy broken down. So we've recently had this category come to the scene called trilogy, where one individual is named for faith, body, and realness, which is classically what trilogy is. But I've asked for the All Star Cast to bring it in parts, so you get individuals, you know, three individuals to all represent those three characteristics of the trilogy. So you'd have one face, one body, and I mean, or one face or one perfect and one real. And then there is the, a fourth person who will act as your secret weapon. So this person is any category that you desire. So, you know, you want to make it hot because this is your, you know, your lifeline. This person could change the whole category for you. So. You put it in the production from 3 to 5 minutes and wow the crowd and the judges.
Okay, and this is going to seem like a silly question, but I just got an inbox because this whole production thing is another thing that people don't
right.
know. Now, what would you consider right. a production and what wouldn't you consider a production?
I would consider, when you think about, you know, historically, you've seen the tapes, you've seen the YouTubes. Someone who puts, you know, who puts a skit, a small scenario together, whether it's acting, whether it has music, it's up to the individual team. I think that you know the difference between a quote unquote production and someone just walking up there and they pulled it together the night before.
Right. Okay. Because that seems to be a question though. One more thing. Somebody inboxed me again. Okay, you never answered if the shoes had to be gold or not. Believe it or not, I had a lot of people hit me up with that. So is it all one color included?
I literally would not be penalizing anybody because their shoes were not gold. I think that's silly.
Okay, absolutely. Go ahead. I'm sorry, man.
I think that in gold, when you think about the apparel of someone who
right.
is in a costume, if their shoes were not gold, I would not say that it would not be considered all gold. The outfit, gold, yes. The shoes, no.
Okay. Now, if there's a judge who has not listened to the show, or you have not told this to, if they chop them, would you bring them back? Or how would that go? Because I know some people say judges are chopped to chop, but if you've seen that they're judging based on what you not tell them, or are you going to explain before the category goes on?
I would be willing to clarify that, and that is category 11 in the order of the category for the night. So we would clarify that if there's a problem. And I just want to say that the judges that I selected are not your. Typical judges, and sometimes when you find folks that are looking for very, very minute things, it's truly probably the ones that are just unhappy about themselves and are either bitter about another category in which their house member didn't get through, or they just aren't happy with the person, period. Because I think if you have to boil down to a person, it's about the talent, really, at the end of the day. It's about your performance, if that's the category. It's about your faith, if that was the category. It's about your realness, if that just happened to be the category. And I think that sometimes we just need to get away from that, take a deep breath, and get away from, you know, some of the literal things. I think we're being totally way too literal when it comes to ballroom these days, and I'm not willing to put it, you know, put into or feed into that. I'm willing to stand up and to go to bat for it.
So basically, you just
monsters ball.
You just basically just want to have fun, not stress out too much about the category. I mean, bring it, like I said, but don't stress on every detail and just concentrate on the fun aspect of it.
Right, because then that means that you're just ready to chop somebody instead of appreciating what they bring to the runway.
Right, I think that's it. Yeah, and I totally agree.
Okay. Did any of the other people on the line have any questions, Michi?
But thank you, Enrique.
Rana.
Great questions.
Thank you, babe.
Mark, Jason, J-Rock, anybody have any questions for Ayanna before we go to any callers?
No
questions at the moment.
Okay. And if there's any callers on the line or in the chat room, please send them over really quickly because we are going to let her make her closing statements and stuff in reference to whatever she wants to talk about with the ball. We're going to go on to the topic. So if you guys in the chat room have any questions for her in reference to this weekend, please send them over. And we do have one caller, 323-898. You're on the air.
What's up, what's up? This is Mother Divine Chanel. How's everyone?
Hey, Divine.
What's
How are you?
I'm fine. I have a strong end. What's going on?
What's going on?
Well, they were questioning what was going on today with the young lady from Facebook.
Some caller called in, but we said we wasn't doing that tonight.
Yeah. Ayanna's on the phone, Divine.
Hi, everybody. I'm like, I got a text, like, oh, God, you know, I watch TV on Wednesday, but I'll call in and see what's going on.
Okay. Well, Divine, stay right here. We're going to come back to you really quickly. I'm not going to mute you. We're going to go to another caller.
Oh, I'm right here. I'll try.
Okay, yeah, just stay right there. 434-253, you're on the air. 434-253, you're on the air. Okay, I don't know who's that. Again, if you guys have any questions in reference to Ayanna's call this weekend, please call in and press 1. Ayanna, did you want to make any closing statements? I don't know if you want to go over the time frame.
Well, I just wanted to let everyone know that this is an on-time function. You know, the upscale ballroom has been a recurring venue for us here in D.C., but in the past there has been events that take place really late in the evening, what I call the after-hour balls, but this is not the case. The Fame Monsters Ball is a evening ball. It's what I consider to be prime time. The doors open at 10 p.m., we have a early bird admission special of $20, trying to encourage everyone to arrive on time, save some money, buy you an extra drink. We will be starting Legend Stars and Statements between 11 and 11:30. We would like to get through all 34 of our categories, give out all of the cash, and entitle everyone to these beautiful trophies. I am not waiting for anyone. We are all stars. We are all fame monsters. Let's enjoy ourselves, and I look forward to seeing you all.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Ayanna. Thank you a lot. I'll be there.
Well, you guys remember, the ball starts early. It's at 10. The doors open at 10. $20 to get in and advance. Ayanna, when is the $20 cutoff time?
At 11 p.m., and all of my VIP guests and judges have been asked to be at the venue no later than 12. So my first segment of judges will be there at 11, ready to go for the first 11 categories. So if you think that nobody's going to be there on time, oh, you're sadly mistaken. My commentators and my DJ will be ready to roll. These are paid employees, you guys. So, and I pay, you come on time.
Right, there you go.
Okay.
That's how it should be done, no shade.
She just said she does start on time.
All right, well, Ayanna, I'm going to keep you right there, and we're going to go into the topic. If anybody does come along, I'll see your number there, and we'll come back to you, Ayanna. But she can stay right there. But if anybody wants to call in again and ask any questions, she's going to sit with us for a while, and then she'll say goodnight because it is past her bedtime. But now we're going to talk about tonight's topic, and it's going to be pretty much about relationships and, you know, the whole Valentine's Day thing. I'm going to go back to the way we used to do things, just ask people individually really quickly. What is your feel about Valentine's Day overall? Do you think it is, you know, that one day that, you know, is special? Do you think it's just a
a Hallmark holiday or whatever they call it. What is your opinion on Valentine's Day? I'm going to go down the line. We have Michi, Naima, Vanna, Enrique, Mark, Jason, J-Rock, Ayana Christian, as well as Divine Chanel, who's with us for tonight. And we're going to go into her topic in a minute as well. But I just want to get everybody's opinion on Valentine's Day and what their feel is. Michi, I'll start off with you.
I mean, it's just another day to me. I mean, I'm not really big on it. I don't look forward to it. It's just another day.
Okay, so you're not one of the chocolates and cards and teddy bears type of.
No.
Okay, Naima, your opinion?
No, it's just like another day for me, child. Man, it's always been like that.
Okay, Vanna, your opinion on it?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, every day that I'm in love with someone is Valentine's Day. I'm not going to pick one particular day out of the year to treat them any particular type of way. I mean, I think that it's cute. I think Valentine's Day is cute maybe as far as it's a Hallmark holiday, and it's cute for people in high school or, you know, young people. But once you're mature and you're established and you're really in love in a relationship, every day is Valentine's Day, baby. I love you every day. I want to do something for you every day that I'm able to do something special for you. So,
okay, that's a good answer. Vanna, you, what's your opinion on it?
I'm sorry, I'm handling something right now. Just give me 1 second, Daphne.
Okay, we'll come back to you. Enrique?
I kind of think that Valentine's Day, I kind of have to go with what was said. I mean, every day should be a Valentine's Day. Do I go and decide what's the norm or what society says? Yeah, I do. You do flowers and things because every day should be Valentine's Day, but there's one special day that's pointed for that. So people expect that. So, you know, you give a little bit, not a little bit, you just give what you can and take it from there. But then after that, I just hope that the treatment always remains the same. There shouldn't be a difference because of one day.
Gotcha. Mark?
I'm kind of with Vanna and Enrique on the whole everyday thing. I mean, but I if I'm with somebody, I think I traditionally would on a Valentine's Day, and I'm not with Enrique. I want something big. I don't want nothing small.
Right.
Okay.
I believe it should be every day, and I think that you should do little gifts on that actual day. But if you're a person that's with someone that they don't normally show you that they love you and that's the only day that they do, it sucks for you. But Valentine's Day should be every day.
Okay. J-Rock?
I personally don't like Valentine's Day because Valentine's Day really hurt my feelings and makes me sad. And the reason why, you know, y'all falling out? They asked me a question. No, I really don't like it because I feel like this. When I love hard, swear to God. I love hard. So I love you hard all year. And then if I give you a gift and it's not quite what you expected, that's kind of like a slap in my face because this is just a day. But every day after that, I would die for you, but you want to pick a stupid day to go. I don't like Valentine's. It's just an excuse to buy stuff. You know what I'm saying? If I'm taking care
What's
of you and I'll do anything for you.
To buy stuff?
Who cares? You got a birthday, Christmas, Valentine's. God damn. What about every day? What about these motherfuckers that don't do nothing for their partner no time of the year and they just wait for Valentine's Day? Like Jason said, if you have to wait till that day, then you're sad.
Okay. Ayana, what is your opinion on Valentine's Day?
I'm a bah humbug when it comes to Valentine's Day. I guess I can't relate. As I grow older, I think that the premise of Valentine's Day has, you know, lost its way in terms of what it really means. Now it's become an economy booster and simply gotten away from the real meaning. When two people are in love, whether it's short-term love or long-term love, I think that the occasion is enduring, and so you've done things throughout your relationship or even throughout the year. We just finished Christmas, my God, And you want me to buy more stuff to prove to you that I love you? So, I don't know. Call me a black Jew and all of that, but I've already done my expression of love. And, you know, you feel pressured more than anything by this very, very advertised and marketed holiday. So, it takes away from the feeling. Like, I literally get knots in my stomach when I go in the store and there's flowers everywhere. All of the ads are talking about flowers or candy or what did you buy your Valentine. And then I have to also say to think about those who are not in a relationship, who are not seeing anyone, how depressing it can be. My God. So, you know, bah humbug and yay to all those who are in love or are married. And so married people really don't get, I'm going to tell you, married people ain't really into that bullshit. They just simply, you know, it's like, you already know it is what it is. If I buy you something, it's just going to be, it's the puppy love folks that feed into this, and the folks that are in fleeting love. You know, if you cheated on your significant other, you know, you daggone well better buy something for Valentine's Day, because this is the only thing your relationship has to stand on is these flowers and this box of chocolate.
Yes.
Well, damn, Dr. Scrooge. What?
I am so glad that I am not the only one that felt like that. And to answer your question, Mr. Man, some of us aren't lonely. We just don't believe in it.
All right. Let me see what Alexis, what's your opinion on Valentine's Day?
Hello, everyone. I think to some people, Valentine's Day is a holiday where they can really show, you know, that significant other that they really care about them. I mean, to each his own. Everybody doesn't celebrate it just like everyone doesn't celebrate like Christmas and birthdays. But I think if you want to take that one special day, because they have, what is the other day, Sweetest Day or something like that?
Did they make that
up? You know what? I thought it was a Midwest thing. I don't question it. I just, whatever. But Valentine's Day is that day that they have set aside on the calendar for you to show your significant other that you really, really, you know, you really care about them. So if you don't, if that's the only day that your lover can show you, you take advantage of it to the best of your ability. Because some people don't have that. That's the only day that they have that their lover shows that they care about them. Them other 364 days, they're just up shit creek without a paddle.
Oh, my
God. All right. Kelly, what is your opinion on Valentine's Day?
I don't have no opinion on Valentine's Day, baby. I ain't buying nobody shit.
The fuck?
Why
not buy you something
on Valentine's Day, bitch? I buy you something every other day of the year.
Why?
Private
caller, you're on the air.
Yes. For Valentine's Day, it's just another day. What's up,
y'all?
Hey. What's
going
on, y'all?
To
me, Valentine's Day is just another day to get laid.
Oh, wow. Hello.
Like every other day.
Hello.
I'd like your Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou, you're on the air. Maya.
Yes, hello.
Maya.
The show took you a long time.
Ayana likes your voice, so go ahead and say something to Ayana.
Yes, thank you. You know, I had to put my dentures in. I didn't want to misspell anything or say anything. You know, I had to check my grandma, and I thank you.
Fucking days.
Maya, what is your opinion on Valentine's Day?
I just want lots of chocolate strawberries. Because I can't eat the candy in my teeth.
You're crazy. All right, thank you, Maya. TJ, did you want to say anything really quickly before I moved on?
Nope, that's it. Me and Maya just listening.
Okay. You're crazy. Alexis.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Do you remember when we used to play the dating game a long time ago?
Refresh my memory. Which one? I played several games coming up in this, you know.
Okay, Naima, do you remember the dating game?
A little bit.
Kelly and Naima, how did we used to do that thing a while ago?
You said how was what? Say it again.
How did we do the dating game? How did we run it?
I remember one game where Kelly was like the matchmaker. People would call in, and they would say who they got a crush on, who they like, or something like that.
They would inbox her, and then she would inbox them and ask them if they want to hook it, and then if they wanted to hook it, they would hook live on the show and talk a little bit on the show, and then take it from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, listen. Who wants to be the taking the inboxes? Jason, you want to take them in?
Sure.
I hooked up with a drag queen last year.
All right. This is what we're gonna do. Huh?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I'll take the
this
inboxes.
This is what we're gonna do. Whoever has a crush on anybody, feel free to call in and tell us who you got a crush on. And the person called in and said they had a crush on Little James Khan. If you guys got a secret crush on somebody but you don't want it to be told and you don't want to call it in, send Jason or one of the cast members that are on the line who you have a crush on and who'll try to play a little matchmaking for you guys. So feel free to call in and press 1 at any time. Really quickly, I'm going to go to some commercials, and we will be right back. And again, we have Ayana Christian sitting with us in reference to the ball this weekend, and people are pressing 1 already. To answer any questions in reference to what's going on. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
The legendary House of Escada presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sen Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance. Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473, or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, February 23rd, 2013.
Grand prize number one. Open to all team states. The Dream Team for $2,000. Grand prize number two. Open to all performance for $1,000. Legends versus $1,000 club winners versus of the year versus challengers. Mini grands include Drag's Realness for $500. Butch Queen's Pool Boy Realness for $500. Butch Queen European Runway for $500. And Female Figure Runway for $250. Again, that's Saturday, February 23rd, the 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Location, Victory Lane Entertainment Venue, 2330 Tipton Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Award presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. Seats, 10 with refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi, and your DJ, legendary Von Allure. There will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball Aftermath, that Sunday, February 24th.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the State of Emergency show. Before we go any further, I'm going to ask everybody on the air individually to tell me or tell us if you secretly have a crush on anyone in the ballroom, and if not currently, who was the last person you had a crush on? I'm going to start with you, too.
Why gotta start with me?
Because you're the first one that pressed one.
I don't have any ballroom crushes.
I'm sorry?
I don't have any ballroom crushes.
Okay, who's the last ballroom crush you had on?
I don't have any ballroom crushes.
No, okay, you currently don't have one. Have you ever had one?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't really call it a crush. I mean, I wouldn't handle them. It was just somebody who was...
Oh, boy. I know, Mr. Man. Okay, Michi. Thank you, Michi. Naima, you want to answer the question?
Wow. I think because I've been kind of taking a back burner with Butch Queens, I really don't have any questions right now.
Okay, anybody that you recently, or who was the last person you had a crush on?
The last person I would say I had a crush on was Malu Chanel.
Oh, really? All right, Vonna, any secret crushes?
Huh?
Vonna?
She's so busy.
Okay, I don't know where Vonna is. Enrique, any secret crushes?
No.
Who's the last secret crush you had?
Camaro.
Well,
so I'm going to keep it 100. Everybody's being fake and phony on here. I'm just telling the truth.
Well, I appreciate your honesty, Enrique.
I'm not being fake and phony.
I never had any.
You've never had any?
Never. Somebody just inboxed me.
Okay.
And they said Godzilla got a crush on Alexis Snow.
Wait a minute, hold on. Hold up.
Okay, Jason, you told us that you had three last night, so now it's time
to I told you I had three last week.
Last night.
my God. The only ballroom crush I ever had was, and that's from when I was a little boy, was Andre Mizrahi.
Oh, yeah, please.
I said when I was a little boy. I was fucking 16.
Oh,
don't hate on who I had
a crush
on.
It's your crush.
Go ahead. Andre Mizrahi. And the other two gonna stay private.
Okay. And you don't have a current crush on anyone?
I kind of sort of want to play around with somebody just to see what it is.
Well,
and
I got a
question. Do you
want to
say who
it
is?
I'll just say they, no, not right now. They'll know before the night is over. And if they come on the air, you'll know who they are too.
Tyler, you need to call Season now.
Bitch, ain't nobody.
Nobody's
Season.
Fired, bitch.
Let's just say I might actually take somebody up on the offer and come down to North Carolina.
Oh, Marcus. Oh, Marcus. Marcus.
That's right up his speed. He likes some cunt. No shade. Rock.
Oh, wow.
I'm fucking dead.
I got a call.
Alexis, wait. I'm sorry. Kelly and Alexis, I need y'all help because I got two inboxes. The first inbox is saying that they have a crush when y'all know who it's coming from. The first crush is they got a crush on Melvin Mizrahi, and the other one is Ken Balonik. And they told me to tell you, Alexis, to sit back, so you should know who I'm talking about.
Alexis.
The other crush is coming from Maya Angelou, and she has a crush on Santana Revlon.
Who is breathing like that? I had a crush, but I don't remember their name, but it was at a bar, and then these two butchers walked, and I almost lost my mind, honey.
Okay, real quick. Go ahead, Devon.
Huh?
Who's your crush?
I had a little crush.
I'm right here. You can't hear me?
Yeah, we hear a lot of static. Forget.
Oh, shit. I don't know what that is, but I had a little ballroom crush. These two little butchers that walked in that van, oh, my goodness. They were so tantalizing, but then I don't know their name. And I never see them again. I was so working hard, but I promised myself, honey, next time I was going to leave the panel and follow them.
Okay, J-Rock, any crushes?
Everybody already know my three crushes.
And who are they again?
Naima and who else?
First of all,
you know,
oh
what?
It's two Bush Queens.
Ooh,
and one
got a new flavor coming out.
Okay, Josh Milan, who's the other
one? Pony and the film queen, everybody already know it.
Stasha.
Yep.
All right. Well, if anybody can get Josh Milan, Tony, Garcon, or Dasha,
Garcon.
We already had Dasha, so that's not maybe Zara.
You know what?
Maybe.
Can we put Enrique on hold?
Don't be spreading lies and getting people mad at me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put your business out. My bad.
Maybe.
Well, can y'all get my crush on the line?
Who's your crush, Kelly?
Who? The icon, Stuart Ebony.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Naima,
if anybody can get Stuart on the line, Kelly has a crush.
Bitch,
I'd like
if
to
y'all get
him
Stuart
happy.
On this line.
If y'all get Stuart on this line, it's
baby.
Naima TJ is finding you in my inbox. He said that you have a crush on Harold.
Oh.
Okay.
That inbox is disrespectful.
All right, we
gonna go to some callers really quickly. If you guys even want to just not play the game or whatever and just call in and wish your loved one a happy Valentine's Day or so, feel free to call in and press 1. Or if you just want to send a Valentine's Day shout out to anyone, please feel free and call in and press 1. 202-321, you're on the air. Is that you, Ayanna?
Yes, that's me.
Oh, you got disconnected.
I have a secret crush, but it wouldn't be a secret if I told you guys.
Oh, Lord. Well, maybe we can use this day to break the secret.
No, honey, you won't get my set clock, girl. I'm still on the mission. We'll talk about it after the fact. Mm-hmm. Usually I don't have any secret crushes because I always get what I want.
I know that's right.
In the interim, happy Valentine's to everybody. Happy Valentine's to all my exes. You are my exes because you didn't make the cut. And to all the hopeless romantics, I'm a hopeless romantic myself. But you know, we'll see what the day brings. It's early. It's just after midnight. So wish me luck, guys.
All right. Good luck. Alexis, any secret crushes? Alexis? Okay. I don't know where Alexis is. For the people that I don't know where you guys are, and I keep going to your number, I'm just going to press mute because there's a lot of feedback coming on. Just either press 1 again or so to come back on. But, you know, that's what we're going to do. Anybody that has any crushes or anything like that or want to wish anyone a happy Valentine's Day, please press 1 right now. Bishop, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Bishop.
Apparently, my old secret crush used to be Ayanna.
Oh, Lord.
But other than that,
y'all are so shady.
You know what? Nah, honestly, I need y'all to cut that shit out, man. Because honestly, man, I've been behaving like a motherfucker.
You have, Bishop. You absolutely have. No shade. So get your life.
These people are just, like, really, you know, y'all carrying sometimes.
Bishop, you forgot one person, too.
Who?
Because he had a crush on Naima as well. Naima was that girl for some reason. No shade.
He hung up. Bishop is no longer there. TJ, who's your secret crush?
Oh,
well,
my God.
It really ain't a secret crush no more. But Tyshawn Milan.
And why is it not a secret crush anymore?
I want to know who is breathing.
Because he smashed his dad.
Kelly.
That's Naima.
Naima's muted.
My phone is on mute because I'm watching the news.
Okay.
And my other secret crush is the real person who played Maya Angelou.
So you have a crush on Maya Angelou.
But he knows who that is.
Everybody knows who Maya is.
So you have a crush on yourself?
That's the shit I'm talking about.
Can we mute Enrique, please?
That is conceited.
Shit.
I know what you be smacking at night.
Ooh.
All right.
Were you smacking a deck of... Oh, never mind.
All right. Nobody's pressing 1, so Alexis, you're back.
He's like giving bashful tease. That's what it's giving.
Okay, what are we playing? What did I miss? I'm sorry.
Your secret ballroom crush.
Do you have any secret ballroom crushes?
I do, and they're going to remain a crush, and they're going to remain a secret.
Okay. And who's the last person you may have had a crush on that you're not afraid to let it out?
In ballroom?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Okay,
I'm never ballroom.
Who is that breathing like that? Like they on life support?
oxygen. Who the fuck is that?
I'm starting to mute people. I'm just going to start muting half of the people because I find it good.
There was this one guy named Chris. He was real cool, and he was like, when he would see me, he was like, "What's up?" You know, we'd talk or whatever, but it never went further than that.
Okay.
He was out my hood, Brooklyn, Brownsville. But
all
no,
right.
My ballroom crush, Jasmine. We talk, but I don't think I don't think he really knows how. I don't like dealing with people in the ballroom. I think that's one thing that keeps me from saying anything. I don't like dealing with people in the ballroom.
Tell them who the Revlon child is, girl.
Ooh. First of all, Kelly, it's not Brian. If I had a crush on Brian like that, to that extent, I talk to him all the time. Now, since you want
to
be messy, let's
to
talk
that
about
extent, that means you do have a crush on him.
No. Brian is cool. I'm a flirt. I'm a natural flirt. I flirt. I love to flirt. And I don't mean no harm by it. But, Kelly, let's talk. Okay, we go start. Because I'll shake your table, girl.
Oh.
Okay.
Shake the table, girl.
No shade. That video that Kelly was dancing with George, she was kind of a little too
into
that.
That's OT. She been munching on his meat and all kind of stuff. That's OT, Enrique. She been doing
that.
But
that looked very, like, rekindled like that night and things. Like, that's
it's
what that gave.
You know
like,
what? It's
what
a rekindle with them two.
I'm sweating.
It's a rekindle between them two because every time they see him, it's like, oh, we ain't seen each other in a long time. And then Kelly likes to whisper sweet nothings in the turn ear, talking about how she missed them and all this other tea. And then the emotions get involved, and then she dips off and runs to another piece.
No. They have the piece together. Come on now, get the story right.
Well, you know, they met in an orgy.
Oh, shit.
You know what, Kelly?
Do not listen to her like this, baby.
Well,
I guess it's true. You can find love in a hopeless place.
Baby, me and George, first of all, me and George did not motherfucking find love in the motherfucking orgy. And second of all, the doctor is on the phone, and she can tell you that I was very intoxicated, honey. And that's why me and George was dancing and doing the things that we was doing on camera, okay?
Okay, so while we was in the hotel in D.C., you was grabbing on his meat and playing with his meat. You wasn't intoxicated then.
The same reason why you crush it on Selena's man, Faith Ebony.
You don't crush on something you already had.
Me too, you're on the air.
That's how you do it, Alexis. That's how you do it.
Then done that.
My God.
Now let's talk about how you said you want to munch my turn meat. Now let's keep it cute, Miss Kelly.
It's Valentine's Day.
Hamburger.
It's
the family show.
All this bird y'all talking about, it ain't Thanksgiving. That's past. Let's talk about Valentine's Day.
It is definitely Valentine's Day, and I have no shame in my game, baby. Yes, I want to play with your son again. What's the thing?
Okay,
let me tell you something. I'm a real bitch. I don't have no problem with putting anything out there that I want on the baby, okay? And yes, and he is the only one.
Well, I just got an inbox from Earl Jones, None Your Business, said I have a crush on KB Ebony, Little Mike Ebony Icon, and for Fem Queen, Nicole Khan Icon, and Naima.
Oh, my God, my stomach.
That's
Kelly, how
do
you say my Lanta?
Marcus, you're on the air.
Hello.
Everybody be quiet. Marcus is on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Marcus.
Hi.
Say something, Jason.
I was text message calling you. What happened?
Jason said he would definitely be in North Carolina next week so you could bust his hole open.
You know I had to fix that.
hope
oh,
I
well,
can't
so
breathe.
Jason can bust your hole open.
There you go, and I thank you.
Excuse, hold on, Enrique. You know, Enrique.
No, 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 I'm not speaking about you. I'm talking about my Insta saga, Aston Dog. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait a minute. What was that?
Hold on. What's the deal?
Wait.
Well, going, where can I go? My, what's the question of the night?
Who's your secret crush?
Who's your secret crush?
My secret crush knows who they are now, so they're not a secret.
Oh.
Well, who is it then? Just they know.
No, no.
Y'all
might.
Peanut butter.
Y'all might. Hi, Ayana.
Hi, Marcus.
You want extra colada, though, right?
Extra colada.
Yep. I will see you this weekend.
Yes, we're excited. We are excited.
I'll say one of my past crushes, because it's no shade. I told them when I was drunk at Carlos' house, Andre Balenciaga used to be my crush, like, 5 years ago.
The twin?
Yeah, one of the twins.
Well, which
Andre,
one?
Now,
hold on. Wait, which one? Is that the one that votes, or is that the one that walks sex sirens?
The one that votes.
The one
they both vote.
Andre is
the one that's
in D.C., right?
Right.
Right, okay. The younger, to me, Andre looks younger than Anthony.
Well, Lord, this was 5 years ago. They look
the same.
No, but have you ever looked at both of them? One of them has a more of a youthful type of face, and the other one is a little much more mature in the face.
Are
you saying
that because one has a body now?
Oh, well, I don't know. Okay, never mind.
Well, Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
Jason wants to say something to you.
Y'all are trying it.
Oh, it's only both of y'all on the air. Y'all hear how silent it is. Now watch when I go back to all y'all people individually. We're going to hear how loud it is, but all that background is gone. But Jason and Marcus, you're on the air.
You're really trying this, aren't you? That was a joke, Jasmine.
I was inboxed to make you guys go private. So
you was told inboxed to make us go private.
Yeah, so I guess it wasn't a secret crush. Michi. Michi. Thank you. Enrique.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm here.
I'm here.
Everybody stay quiet. I don't hear
my phone was muted.
Okay. Let's see who else it is. Mark?
I'm here.
So far, still silent. J-Rock?
I'm here.
Okay, J-Rock, still silent. Divine?
I'm here.
Okay, I still don't hear the background noise. Kelly?
Hello.
Okay, Ayana.
Judy.
And Alexis. All right. I don't know where all that background special effects is coming from, but
hello.
Okay. You're there.
Jasmine.
Yes.
Am I muted?
You're not.
No.
We can hear you.
Oh, because I can't hear myself.
Were you listening from the computer?
I don't know, honey. I'm on my cell phone. You know, Sasha's on the line. She says she's trying to find out who has the crush on her. I got her on the line.
I know
she's
that's
right,
Sasha. Yes, y'all. I'm making hot, honey.
J-Rock.
Tell her somebody she had before.
Oh.
Can y'all let her talk? Sasha? Ayana, we can't hear her.
You know she's slightly cracked, too. Okay. I'm a texter. Who was the person again? You said it was J-Rock, right?
J-Rock from Dallas.
Okay. I'll text her and tell him.
Oh, J-Rock, wouldn't it be your aunt?
No, just tell her the pizza man.
Oh, so y'all were playing sex games.
He delivered. Tell her, J-Rock. You delivered.
It's the pizza band, honey. It is hot. It is ready to deliver.
Just tell her Zini's Pizza, and she'll know what you're talking about.
Mm-mm.
No, just tell her that child pet. No, let me.
Daniel, you know what? Marcus Buck said something that kind of brought back a memory. I did have a crush on one boy that used to walk balls. He used to walk twist. He was a
Vonna, you're back.
He's a Aga. He's a Aga twister from DC. His name was Kevin. I did have a crush on him at one
point. He's a Baltimore.
Why do you say used to be? What? He's still
he's a Baltimore.
He's still twist.
Well, I mean, I used to have a crush on him.
Yeah.
Somebody just inboxed and said that tell them somebody got a crush on Rodney Father Cocktail and he should know who I am. Don't tell my name. Well, Noah Messiah, don't inbox me because I'm going to tell you my name.
Oh, shit.
Shit, is that real?
Well, my brother Rodney is gay, is married, involved.
It's a crush.
Marcus, we have
Vonna
back on the air.
Vonna,
are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, now this
Let's
should be
do
a good
a
list.
Who's your secret crush?
This should be a good list. Baby, if y'all hear this list, bitch, I'll tell y'all this phone might melt.
Girl, y'all won't get my service.
So you're not going to say who your secret crush is?
I have a few, and no, I'm not.
Yes, you do.
Okay, if you don't want to say who your current ones are, can you tell us maybe who your last secret crush was?
He's still talking to
him. I am, so I'm not going to say.
Well,
Lord. Oh, Lord, honey. You're not, nobody's
it's,
playing fair.
Vonna, you know
oh
what it's going to say. Vonna, I finally
oh
saw,
God.
The, I saw
hey.
The pictures of him.
Listen,
and bitch, he fine. It's no shade.
Listen up. I just got a present. I just got a present delivered to me by my ex, and no matter how long we've been apart, he always buy me underwear from Valentine's Day, and I just got a pair of underwear.
With the ass out.
Because he likes seeing that nice tight ass and a pair of tight briefs.
First of all, it's my black Hershey's Kisses underwear that matches my red ones that I got last Valentine's Day. It's a tradition that he do not want to wear.
Do you wear them for him?
I'm not going to say who Vonna's secret crush is. You guys, I'm not going to spill that tea, but if you want to call in, then you call in and say it.
Can I guess?
Let anybody know one thing? They can speculate and they can guess. I'll play the game fair enough to give you house name. It is Ms. Rahi. It's two
can I guess?
And one
oh,
hey,
oh, I know.
Everybody
oh.
is talking over everybody. Everybody's going to make everybody mute.
Oh, I know. I know.
She was saying it. Who is it? Two Mizrahis in the Chanel? That's all I'm going to say. All right, welcome to the air. The lovely one herself, Sasha Garshon. You're on the air. Hi, Sasha.
Oh, my God. Y'all tried it.
Hey, Fish. Can y'all hear me?
Hi, Sasha.
Yeah,
yes.
Hear you.
Happy
Hi.
Valentine's Day.
Thank you,
Happy
guys.
Valentine's Day, sister.
Same to you, sister.
Are you ready for your trip?
Of course. DC Ooh. Bound. So who are...
All
wait,
right,
I need to know...
Sasha,
I need to
really quickly, the pizza boy has a secret crush on you. Do you know who the pizza boy is?
Yes.
J-Rock?
Yes.
Sasha?
I know him.
Real well.
Exactly.
How well?
Mm-hmm. Biblically well.
I think he's like in my. He's a part of the family. But who is the other person?
Who's the other person?
I thought I heard somebody say that somebody that I had.
See, that's where lies come in.
That's saying it's the pizza man.
That's where the lies come in, Tasha. Enrique Allure is just jealous, and he's always making up lies. This is J Rock, and it wasn't no secret that I had a crush. They said secret, and I said it was no secret. I have a crush on Tasha Garcon.
And he's ready to deliver.
Shut your
The pizza.
Baby, he's ready to deliver the pizza and more.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Tasha, can you tell him what kind of toppings you like on your pizza?
I think he already knows because he bought the pizza for me. He bought the pizza for me.
Oh, so this is not the first time you delivered.
You know what? Y'all are trying it.
Work, J-Rock.
Did you tip him well?
She don't have to tip me. Well, I mean, she could tip me. But that's another song.
Well, why we got Tasha on the line? Because she doesn't sit with us too much. So I want to say thank you for sitting with us. But tell us anything that you got going on, Tasha. Anything in the pageant world, anything upcoming for you?
The only thing I really have going on is, well, I just won my Continental Prelim on Monday night in Miami, Florida.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. And I will be heading to Chicago Labor Day weekend. So that's really about it for me.
Looks like I'm going to Chicago.
Yes.
I would love to see the community, the ballroom community at a pageant. My sister always comes and supports me.
Yes.
Any upcoming balls you'll be at soon, Sasha?
I would definitely be at Ayanna Christian's ball this weekend. I'll be in D.C. After that, I don't know.
Are you going to the Estrada ball in Texas?
I think I will be showing up to that one.
Hey, Rock, she'll be in town.
You know I love Dallas.
J-Rock,
period.
You get a pizza together, J-Rock, and you deliver her a nice hot pizza. Okay.
It'll go on.
I'll hit you a little bit.
Well, can you ask Tasha her crush?
This
is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I can get it. Well, Ayanna, who was yours?
Wait a minute, bitch.
No, bitch. I want yours.
Huh? So you calling in late, girl. It's your time.
Naima,
you're
there.
Naima,
you're there, but I thought you weren't feeling well. We heard a lot of sniffling. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying it, but you're there.
No, I will put my phone on me, but I was trying to say something a few different times, and I was just like, bitch, I'm about to hang this phone up.
I'm
going to
put it in my arm.
I told you to just press one and press one again, so I see you put your hand up. But go ahead. Say what you
want to
say.
I ain't nothing to say now.
Y'all need to stop. Well, thank you for muting your phone, but I'm going to keep you right there. I'm not going to mute you. I'm just trying to avoid all the background noise. But go ahead, Sasha. Who's your crush? Tasha? Okay, where did she go? Ayanna?
Oh, I'm here.
I'm
what's
here.
Your name?
Okay, Sasha, who's your crush?
I don't know. That's hard. I don't really have a crush. Not this quarter.
Not this quarter?
Not this quarter, I don't.
She like boys that secretly like girls but really like boys.
Wait a minute, who said that? Who said that?
J-Rock.
The pizza man.
You think you know everything, huh?
Oh, Lord, they getting mad at me. I'm getting all kind of inboxes about. Oh, they mad. I'm sorry.
All right, well, if you guys want to wish Sasha or Ayanna or Kelly or Leslie or Naima or Lana
any of the ladies or even any of the gentlemen a happy Valentine's Day, please call in. And
Jasmine, is Vonna still there?
Yeah, Vonna's there.
Vonna?
Vonna. Well, she's there, but I don't hear her.
I need Vonna on the phone. I need to know about these crushes.
Was it two Mrs. and one Chanel?
Yes. Well, when Vonna gets back on the line, honey, Vonna has a crush. Vonna has a crush on Duke Mizrahi. She has a crush on Duke Mizrahi, legendary mother Ray Ray Mizrahi, and Derek Chanel.
Oh, shit.
You're trying to shake the table so she'll tell.
Baby. Oh, no, I'm not trying to shake the table. I have the list in front of me, okay?
I'm going to tell you right now, your list is not accurate.
Oh, well.
We have a caller. 949-545, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, my crush is Tutu Chanel.
Your crush is who?
Tutu Chanel.
Tutu Chanel, and who are you?
Mike Estrada.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, somebody wants to get Tutu Chanel on the line. Maya, you're on the air.
Yes, TJ has a crush on me, my lord. Hey, baby.
Mm-mm. Bitch, you is killing me.
Amaya, you're a little old. You can handle all that?
Can she handle all this?
Bitch, Amaya.
TJ, what did you get in Shawnee Blahnik for Valentine's Day?
Oh. TJ's not on the air.
Maya, what did you get in Shawnee Blahnik for Valentine's Day?
That was the key.
You know what?
Okay, hold on a second so we can put an end to this. TJ and Maya are
you
on the air?
Hello,
right
Jasmine.
Now. Yes?
I have up-and-coming legend Tutu Chanel on the phone.
Caller 949-545-8462.
Hello.
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 Yeah, this is Tutu. Who is this?
This is Mike Estrada from the hotel room.
Oh,
oh, girl. I'm going to meet you. They playing. I'm out of here.
You remember from the hotel in Vegas?
Oh, excuse me?
From the hotel in Vegas last year.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Michi, I love y'all. I'm out of here. Bye.
So it was only for one night? Is that what it's given?
He wanted another night, bitch.
He wanted to revisit it. He gave no mail.
He gave this Valentine's Day.
What happens in Vaegas stays in Vaegas.
Evidently not for that Escada.
Obviously. Marcus, TJ is on the line. TJ.
What's up, Marcus?
What you
tried
Shawnee
the fuck Blahnik? Out of that.
What do you get in Shawnee Blahnik for Valentine's Day?
Nothing.
Oh, that's fierce. He should break up with you.
We don't go together.
Marcus, I think you got a lot of Valentine's.
Excuse me?
You can have, like, dates in every city or something. Like
I was just going to say, Marcus, are you on the way to Cleveland for your Valentine's?
One in Atlanta, then she got a few in New York.
Excuse me. Okay. I will be watching Scandal, ordering the Pizza Hut pizza, watching Scandal tonight, because I don't want to be in a restaurant. So
tonight?
That's my Valentine's
Day.
Thursday.
So what did you order for your Valentine's?
Nothing. I don't have a Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
I'll tell y'all. Hi, Maya.
Hey.
Maya, what do you get in Shawnee Blahnik? What do you get in Shawnee Blahnik for Valentine's Day?
So, TJ, can we confirm that we're not the same person?
Right, we are not the same person.
Exactly.
That's not, baby. I already know the trick, but I'm not gonna reveal it. I'm very proud of you, TJ.
TJ, let's talk at the same time, TJ. 1, 2, 3. How are you doing?
What's
TJ?
Going on?
What's going on? And I thank you.
That's
yeah.
not at the same time.
Where is Kelly?
Okay, hold on, Maya.
Maya.
Maya. Let's get this
what
record settled. This is what we gonna do. We gonna recite your little poem together, so that Marcus can see we not the same person.
Y'all not the same person at the same time all the time. They're doubles.
Well, can we hear the poem? Because I like the poem.
Well, let's recite the poem in stereo, honey. Both of y'all do it at the same time.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Hold on. Let me pull it back up.
Yes. You got to send it to TJ, too, though, Maya.
He's going to pull up a dual screen.
DJ is sick in the head. I went too sick in Gagaween.
Shit! And now the story begins. Now, TJ, what really happened?
I told y'all already. I tried to get him back to the room. Then his mommy dearest, Miss Jasmine, intervened.
Let me tell
what the hell are y'all doing?
Look,
get out the door.
This is a state of emergency. No, you will not.
But then when mama went to sleep, what happened?
I got
my
head
happy cut. Day. Maya, I cannot find this poem. Where the hell is it at?
I sent it to you.
Well, can y'all recite the alphabet shit so we can move on?
Oh, yeah, you can do the alphabet.
Okay,
say
you ready? Okay,
ABC.
Go ahead.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
H I J K element of P.
Element of P.
U R S T U V. Suck my dick, y'all can tell we ain't the same person.
Y'all not the same person all the time.
Well, so they just proved they ain't the same person tonight. So that's
so Marcus, what little boy you gonna have in your hotel room this weekend in North Carolina?
So TJ.
And you mean next weekend in North Carolina?
Yeah, what little boy you gonna have here?
Whatever cute one you bring for me.
Whatever cute one I bring for you, I'm sure you
got it lined up already. Hold on, TJ. I'm going to have one in my
you
room.
You know what? I got
it
better for us. We both going to the Ebony meet and greet. We'll both find one.
TJ, I hope you don't bring that boy that you had in your room when I was in Ohio.
Oh.
That's him. That's the
Okay, wait a minute. What boy was in my room in Ohio?
That's got a boy.
Remember, why would y'all both be at the Ebony's meet and greet?
Wait a minute. What was in my room in Ohio?
Greet the meat.
I'll let you know you was calling me. Oh, yeah. So are you coming back home to give your sweetheart his Valentine? My sweetheart what? Your sweetheart. Who was that? The one that you sent Nicole's, the girl over to Nicole's daughter house about? You remember?
Hot lunch.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not.
Somebody is breathing fiercely, Jesus.
I know. TJ.
Some bitch on this phone.
Yes, Marcus.
Like
my phone is muted.
TJ, are you going to the meet and greet, or are you going to meet the meet?
I'm going to everything. Catch me if you can.
You're gonna meet the meet, and you're going to the meet and greet.
Catch me if you can.
So, TJ, where
Kelly,
you
are you?
Crash
are you,
me?
Kelly, what day are you getting in North Carolina? As a matter of fact,
I'm leaving from here on Friday, and I'll be flying into North Carolina.
Okay.
Oh, happy day.
Well, for those who will be on time on Friday, I will be having a drop-in social. I'll be making my special Swedish meatballs, some chicken, some collard greens, ham and rice, little pieces of ham.
What time Friday? Because the Ebony meet and greet party is Friday night, too.
Well, right. They'll be going on simultaneously.
Oh, baby, I'll be at the Ebony meet and greet.
You're not invited to the Ebony meet and greet. That was just sent to me via email.
Baby, I'm invited every year.
Hold on, wait a minute.
All ratchet ballers is welcome to come to the Ebony meet and greet.
Oh.
Right, me and Kelly crashing the party. Don't try it. Me and Kelly crashing the party.
Oh, well, Kelly, I'll tell you.
All right.
Can you tell you?
All this about the meet and greet and stuff. I don't know who of background noise.
What is that noise?
Yeah, what is that? That is kind of scary.
It's really, it's messing up the show, seriously. I'm ready to end it. So, really, nobody's person one. Nobody has any Valentine. You know, nobody is in love. Nobody's going through nothing. So let's change up the topic. What do y'all want to talk about?
Can we talk about this loud-ass breathing
yeah,
that's going
on? Yeah, no, can we talk
room?
About that sound? That sound like a machine.
It stopped. Oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
That sound,
no,
that, sound like a, that sound like Alexis when she be asleep.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Ayana. Excuse me, sir. What did
yes.
you say?
I have a question for Ayana before she goes.
Ayana, do you watch Scandal?
Oh,
yes, I do.
Are you a big fan?
I am a very big fan from the very beginning. I was watching since season one, since the beginning of the season.
So you've been there since April 5th, 2012, Ayana?
Yes.
Okay.
Add her to the scandal room.
Just making sure. Well, I'm no longer an admin. Jason, add her to
oh,
the scandal.
Oh, come
room.
On now with that, Bob. Stop it, Bob. We're doing good, Alexis. Let's not go there.
No, I'm just happy to be back in the group, y'all. Y'all know how I feel about Scandal. I love this
well,
show.
Well, you can thank
You're
your
welcome.
Friend Marcus for that.
Of course, you know he made it his business to let me know.
Oh,
hey,
yeah, he
somebody
really.
Somebody kicked out Olivia Pope out of the Scandal room or something?
Millie kicked me out, J-Roll.
Bitch, I cannot believe it. Bitch,
Millie said, bitch, don't sit with me. We not friends. I had to let her know.
Millie kicked me out of the group.
How you kick Olivia Pope out?
Not
because
only were you kicked out, you were banned.
Because the bitch was cheating with my man.
Yes, and he banned me, so I couldn't even report the group. That
No, what the hell was you going to report?
You know, I'm just saying, you know how I went to go back and look for the group? It was there. It was gone. I couldn't find it.
Bitch, Millie worked. You
ain't going to be single. Millie is just upset because she thinks she used that baby that she had the doctor to induce her labor 4 weeks. So she thinks that's going to keep her seat in the front, in the White House. But little do she know, she about to get the fuck up out of there.
She about to gang. Where is Huck? Mark, where you at? You need to take care of that.
I'm right here.
Well, okay, so now, since we're talking about Scandal, what about how Quinn wanted to get rid of Hollis?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
$5,000.
I think Quinn is going to get rid of somebody soon. I think she's going to get rid of one of them soon. I really do.
Did you hear what Huck told her? He was like, no, that's not enough money, but I would do it for free. Bitch, I was in this house. Dying.
he hooked.
I was on the floor.
You know what?
Like,
I don't even want to watch this show tonight and then next Thursday because, you know, next Thursday season finale, and I'm not going to want to wait all the months.
Marcus, let me tell you something. I'm like Ayana. I've been here since the first season. The first season was only 7 episodes. When I tell you that was the longest period of time from the last episode up until September, whenever the new episode came on, I watched the first season so many fucking times. I know that first season like the back of my hand. And it's no shade.
Right.
I'm dead ass serious.
Sure.
I bought the whole season on iTunes.
Is Sasha still online? No.
I don't think so. 323-989. 3239.
Can somebody pull the plug on Verna, please?
It puts the lotion on his skin or gets the hose again.
Yes. Huh?
Take a line.
Cause you know what?
Well,
okay.
We know
I've been
fine
watching.
With the special effects, honey.
Lotion on the skin.
I watched RuPaul's Drag Race, the first 3 episodes now, so, you know, I can watch them back to back and kind of get into it.
Skin.
That shit is horrible.
It is horrible.
That shit is horrible. First off,
I
put a femme queen. That's not divine, y'all. That's not divine.
Oh, my, it's the hose again.
I don't care if that's not divine, bitch. That is a fucking key.
Oh, my God.
Can somebody please get whoever that imposter, that impersonator is off the phone, please?
Have y'all seen Joshua Johnson?
What about The Faith? Did you guys watch The Faith?
With Naomi Campbell?
No. Yeah, with Naomi Campbell.
I haven't watched that yet.
So, did anybody for the ballroom make America's Next Top Model?
Well, yeah,
really?
Didn't that,
I did.
That kid, son, that used to be, I think he used to be Father Gotti or something like that. He used to be a blonde.
He didn't.
He didn't make it?
No. He'd be gone by now.
But he did make it in, though. But he just got eliminated quickly.
No.
Oh, the show started already?
They're filming now, supposedly.
Yeah, they're filming now.
So Exotic didn't make it?
Has anyone seen Exotic recently?
What? Wait, hold up. What that mean?
Well, I text him, and he hasn't been texting back, so it has to be. He has to be. Because I've been texting him.
Oh, well, congratulations.
I'm just realizing that.
So when they're taping, there's a question. So when they're on a show like that, there's a question. They can't talk to people.
They can't tell you anything.
Yeah, you can't.
Right.
Yeah, so you just disappeared
Not until they do the promo, right,
that's
so they
spooky.
Tell people who made the show. That's why when the Gotti boy said
like,
he made it.
Like, that's like American Idol. They make you sign a when we went to American Idol, they made us sign a contract.
Oh, yeah, Tyra ain't playing with you, baby. She not playing with you. And I knew it was coming, and he said, you know, we were talking about my ball, and then he was like, I don't know, you know, if I come, you know, if I'm coming, you know, then that really means that I may have not made the show. So I was like, well, I really don't want you to come, so I'm wishing the best. And so I reached out to him to talk about him coming, and he never hit me back. And that was at the tail end of last week.
I'm checking his Facebook now.
And he never replied, yeah.
I'm checking his Facebook now to see if he made any posts, because he wouldn't really be able to be on Facebook at all.
I have a question for Ayana.
Yes.
I see how, like, when you came to Dallas and how you talked and everything, that you really, you know, love the kids and the ballroom and the actual craft and all that stuff. And I wanted to ask you something. How do you feel about bringing back the point voting system, the numbers 5 to 10?
The who?
The number system in ballroom, the number system, like when you vote, you know, give someone a 9, give someone an 8 or whatever, instead of just giving them 10s across the board or chopping them, just going back to the number system.
I think that the invention of the 10 and the chop was, I guess, to streamline the process, because what does an 8 mean? And, you know, are you really doing a person justice? Because either you see it or you don't see it. So, yeah, I think that's like, yeah, I slightly see it. Yeah, let me give you an 8. But, you know, if we're talking about, you know, we don't want to be in the venue all night long, you know, here's your 10, and come on, let's move on to the next person.
Yeah, I don't think that that'll cut down on all these, like, say, for instance, if you get 10s across the board, if everybody get 10s across the board, then you got this long line of people waiting to walk and waiting to battle.
Yeah, that's it. That's just it. But the other thing is that, in those high volume categories, I think that, you know, the process of elimination does stand significant, where it's like the person who you really see, if this person is eliminating everybody, then this is somebody that is really
true,
that really fits what the category is asking for and should be processing that person.
Okay.
But if you wanted to ask me about what do I think the future of ballroom should be in terms of if someone doesn't make the cut, meaning if they get chopped, then I think it's like a peer responsibility to offer some suggestion or recommendations to that person, so that if they were really if they were truly trying to hone their craft and next, you know, with the category, that
if you chop them, that you offer some suggestions for them. I mean, some real tangible suggestions for them, so that the next time they come back, they won't, you know, they will have made any corrections or enhancements to their presentation. It's so oftentimes that we see folks and they get, you know, they get to ballroom, whether they're virgin or they're experienced, and they get chopped. And, you know, people ask, well, why did you chop me? And sometimes you have judges who respond, well, I just don't see it. But I don't think that that's a rational explanation. I really don't think that you should be chopping somebody and say, well, I just don't see it. Tell them exactly what you don't see. What is it specifically that is the problem? Otherwise, I don't think you should be chopping people.
I agree with that one. Well, thank you.
Much obliged.
All right,
Jasmine.
All right, everybody.
Go ahead, Ayanna.
You know, I love you down.
I know.
And I wish I was going to see you this weekend, but for everyone who I will see, safe travels. We look forward to seeing you. And
thank you.
February 16th is going down.
Well, thank you.
You guys have a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Thank you for sitting with us, definitely. And you're always welcome to come back. But I know you go to bed early, so. Does anybody want to say anything to Ayanna before she leaves?
I will see you. I will see you at your ball, Ayanna.
Okay, welcome.
All
right. I got some surprises for you, Enrique.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm definitely gonna be there to see it.
Okay. All right. Good night, you guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
Same, mama.
Oh, good morning.
Good
morning.
No, you're not muted, Missy. Thank you, Ayanna. Have a good night. Nishi.
Yes, hi.
You're not muted.
I was saying my phone's on mute.
That's Nishi with
something.
That damn noise in the background.
No,
like it's a hospital machine.
My phone is on mute. Shut it up.
Because I ain't here till he starts talking again.
Okay, look here, okay?
Yeah, I kept trying to say it was my phone.
Not tonight.
What'd
you say,
go again. Listen. Say something, Nishi.
You say something.
There you go. Listen.
And y'all kept blaming me and saying it was me, and I kept telling y'all it wasn't. I was muted damn near the whole time.
Naima.
Cut
it out. Nishi is. I just muted Nishi, and it wasn't him.
Oh,
and
wow.
I've been muting Naima all night, and it's not her. It's somebody else.
Boom, shakalaka, boom.
Okay, for once in your life, you was right. Don't get too grown. You can get a spanking. Oh my God, they just died.
So Jason, when you get to Dallas, are you gonna buy one of those used?
No, I'm gonna help. Well, me and Mark taking up a collection so that you can get a used pussy.
Oh no.
I like being a butch queen. Sometimes I will use my meat. Thank you very much.
Why a used one?
Because that's all he can afford, as a used one.
Do y'all hear it now?
No.
No, what was that? Yeah, it got quiet now.
Hold on.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. Michi. Okay, now that's breathing. See, we got two special effects. The sound effect.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to tell you exactly what's happening. The sound effects are coming from Mark because Mark is muted. But somebody's still breathing right now.
Oh, we can't beat
this. Is Mark with his cell phone or his house phone?
You hear the breathing?
No, I don't hear it.
Sounds like a monster.
That
okay,
was not
Mark.
Me.
Mark.
That was not me.
Yes, it is.
What sound effect is coming from my house?
Are you on
like
the house phone or your cell phone? When you want to call
I'm
this
not
home?
On my cell phone. I'm on my house phone.
It's going.
Like a machine.
Yeah, you near your computer or respirator or something.
He's muted again and you don't hear it. But then when we go
yeah,
back
it's gone.
To him.
Yeah, that's you, Mark.
Yeah, that's you, Mark.
My brother, that's you, boy.
What the hell are y'all talking about?
That's you all
day. It just sounds like a machine. Flatline.
I don't hear anything. I'm sitting here looking at
we
my
don't hear it now, no.
I
got a flat line.
So you were you near a machine or something?
No, my TV.
Are you on a headset, Mark?
No.
Were you near a heater or something like that?
The fuck is y'all talking about?
It just sounded like something was blowing in your background.
It did.
Your phone
Lord, well,
like
Lord, ain't nothing been blowing. Alexis, don't start nothing. Ain't nothing been blowing in my background for years, child.
No, brother, you had a flat line going.
All right, if you guys are listening from a computer, please.
Do you guys send your
mothers
gifts for Valentine's Day?
No.
Yeah, I just interrupt Jazz and tell them to call in.
I'm oh, sorry.
Rude.
You know, y'all have to be. You know what? To all the other people that's listening, if you want to be a part of the State of Emergency show, we are definitely looking for people to sit with us.
Oh, shit.
Make sure you have a landline, a good phone.
Jasmine, are you taking people off the air, on the air?
Yeah, I'm going to have to do some, you know, revitalization.
Oh, shit. You want to be jumped like people's contracts are coming up. Oh, shit.
You know, I ain't got no contract. I ain't got time for the contract.
Can I renew my contract?
You've been late. You've missed appointments.
Ooh.
Marcus, are you still there?
I sure am.
Not
oh,
either.
And I'll see you this weekend. How you doing?
Naima, how are you feeling?
No, you won't. How you doing?
I'm over here.
Hold on.
Naima,
so,
how are you feeling?
I'm saying I'm okay over here.
Anything you want to talk about?
Huh.
It is
Thursday.
Huh? That's it. It is Thursday.
Well, I don't know if y'all remember that just before Christmas I came around, it was on a show. I'll find the episode, but I know a lot of people don't want to hear it. But just before Christmas, I was telling y'all that don't be surprised if the Pope retire. And some of y'all was like, oh, bitch, that's not true. That's not going to happen. And I said, yes, it is. I said, because the next president that's going to come into office is going to be the Antichrist. I said, they're going to need this old man to hit it. And sure enough, and look what happened this week. No, last week. Because it's been a week and just passed. But yeah. And look what happened.
So who's the Antichrist?
What happened?
Obama's the Antichrist?
No. I didn't say Obama. I said the Pope.
So what happened? I'm a little lost. What happened?
Because let me tell you something. People are not really getting into it because they're so quote unquote devastated because, oh, the Pope is, you know, stepping down. He's retiring and all this carrying on and stuff like that. But, you know, from my reliable sources and where I be getting some of my information from, they said this was already preordained to happen so they could bring the Antichrist in, the next person who's supposed to lead these over 1 billion Catholics in the world. And they say this last Pope is supposed to be the last one, and the stuff that he's going to do will fool even the elect Christians and even the most highest of Catholics will be fooled by him, because he's going to do all types of miracles and wonders and all types of things that this last one didn't do.
I thought the Pope dies in his position.
Right, he's supposed to, but this one's the first one that ever did something like that in the past 600 years. It's just unheard of, stuff like that doesn't happen.
And if anybody who researches, the Pope has a certain room where he has made a throne, and a lot of the people who are close to the Pope, who actually, who are certain priests and other people who work in this particular room where they have meetings and stuff, and they say he's made a throne. They call it the throne of Satan, and the one that's in the office now. And that his and behind the throne is like this statue of a man with half of an angel's face and half a demon's face coming up out of hell with the ground busting open and everything. You can see it online. You can find the pictures of it. It looks creepy.
Wow.
As somebody who's supposed to be a man of God. Uh-huh. But they say he's evil. But they say the reason why that throne was made, because the next pope that's coming in is really supposed to be the Antichrist, who's supposed to be the devil reincarnated to try to bring about the end of the world. So.
Well, I can't wait till it goes on and happens so I can just
go. That's crazy.
Yeah.
We have a caller. We have a caller, 415-564, and you're on the air.
Yeah, what it do? This is Father out here on the West Coast.
Hi.
What's up with y'all? I'm just calling to give a shout out to the new House of Elite. Happy Valentine's Day.
Are you an elite?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. For sure. What was your question?
Elite.
Yeah.
The House of Valentino now, or Elite Valentino, is now just the House of Elite.
Well, the House of Valentino is the House of Valentino, but the members that was, you know, more on a more different page, you know, myself, Storm, Valentino, the Icon Father, Devin, you know, Elite, you know, he's opening his house, and he's keeping me on as West Coast Father, and, you know, we're going to keep it moving and flip the page, you feel me?
Okay, so basically you, Storm, and a few others have have gotten back with Devin, and you guys are going to be open.
And we just left the House of Valentino to Smoke and JD and Stanley.
Okay. So, okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. For sure. Good looking out.
Congratulations.
Yeah, no, everybody have a good night and a happy Valentine's Day, and don't pick up no wet nickels, you feel me?
Thank you.
What the hell,
Shut up, J-Rock.
You know what? A lot of people, Naima, the things that you've been bringing up are very interesting. And a lot of people do find them interesting. You should see the stuff that's coming through my box. I love when you bring that stuff up. You know, a lot of people sometimes don't find it interesting at all. But you know what? I'm glad that everybody is respecting the floor. And I want to say thank you to you guys as you guys let her talk. So I just wanted to bring that aboard. But Naima, that is very interesting.
Well, Jasmine, I've been wanting to ask Naima this, and I was really interrupted so many times. Naima, what is your take on the situation out in L.A. with the police officer? Do you think that that's a conspiracy? Because my personal belief is that, for one, he's still alive, but my personal belief is that they're after him. Because I looked at his dossier, and I read it. I don't know if you've read it. I can send it to you if you haven't. And it's like a lot of stuff that he's saying about them that is so true that it's like now they're after this man to kill him for telling the truth.
Huh. What? I haven't quite been following that story. What did he do? Didn't he say there's something about he got discharged or something from the police force or something?
Well, apparently from what I read, he was part of the police force, and he reported the fact that when they were arresting a black man, they kicked him in the face, they kicked him in his chest a couple of times around the same time as the Rodney King situation was going on. And he reported that. And because he reported it, they gave him a dishonorable discharge from the police academy. I mean, from the police force. And this was in 2009, somewhere around that time. And apparently they had, and out there, that they have this thing where when cops are discharged or fired, their picture is put up on some kind of bulletin board that they may become disgruntled or whatever. And apparently that this man has been trying to plead his case for the last 8 years, that he was discharged from his job for speaking up and telling the truth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I kind of follow that too, Jason. You're absolutely right. I do think there's some shit behind that, honestly.
And basically,
oh, wow.
What he is that he, as a police, he witnessed a lot of police corruption from chiefs and sergeants and lieutenants and all of these people. And when he tried to speak out on it, they was like, "We got to shut him up."
Exactly.
Oh, so that's why they went after him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
That's why they went after him.
Oh, that is horrible.
So a lot of these stories about him killing people, I think they can be fabricated and stuff like that. Like, he's supposed to have been burned down and the thing. But he's a very smart man. You know what I'm saying? Very, very intelligent.
But they said the body that was recovered was him.
It's not him.
Uh-uh.
Well, I had to follow that up. But Jason, based on what I was telling you, I'm going to tell you something else that a lot of people tend to overlook. And like I said, I'm not going to drain y'all out with the subject of Jasmine. You know, we're in my room where we talk about this. But something else that people don't pay attention to that I get into with symbolism is that has anybody ever got into the Pope? And, people are so, like, infatuated. Oh, it's the Pope. He's such a holy man of God, and he this and he that, and all of this and that and the other. But does anybody ever get into the symbolism that he wears on his robe or his sash or around his wrist? Anybody ever pay attention to that? Well, if y'all didn't, let me give you a little piece of tea, and I'm going to leave it at this. When he's giving communion, or when he is, when a certain ceremonial things are going on, like the ash, to get ready to prepare for Easter soon, when he has certain high holy services, or if he's giving communion or something like that, the Pope around his neck, he wears a sash or like a scarf or whatever you want to call it. But or if it's not the scarf, on his lapel of his collar, there is a red cross. Well, when you look at it, you'd be like, oh, okay, so it's a red cross or whatever like that. But now you got to really get into it. It's a biohazard cross. You look up biohazard material or toxic waste symbols, and you will see that very cross on them, on those hazard materials that you see on the Pope's sash. A lot of people don't get into it, but I do.
I don't want to change the topic. Can I ask a question?
Here we go.
Okay.
I know it.
No. Some of y'all went to school in like the 90s, right? Middle school, elementary school. And do you remember you used to sell your school would have the fundraiser and you would sell the candy? I think it was by like Catherine Bates or somebody. And then the more candy you sold, you got the bike and, you know, all of that foolishness. Y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the name of that candy, and how the hell do you find it still? Because my mother loved those pecan delight things, and she only really liked that brand, and I'm really trying to find them for her. But I don't think the schools do that no more. They don't.
They don't.
I don't know what
they don't.
They sell.
They switch to
magazines.
No, it's these bars. They sell these candy bars.
Oh,
there.
We used to do that too, Catherine Beach. We did those too. She doesn't like those almond bars.
Yeah, like it's like
for
almonds.
The dollar.
And they got
no,
the,
these are the ones where you would order it and it would take like 2 months to come back.
Right, I know which one you're talking about. But now, they sell Simply, is it World's Greatest Chocolate?
That's World's Finest Chocolate, right?
World's
not that
that's
one.
What
I'm
they
talking
sell
about
now.
Catherine.
I don't think they get fired.
That company could have
think.
Not just went and stink. You, Jasmine, you know what I'm talking about?
I do remember, but I can't.
It would be like $12 or $15. They were pretty expensive.
But
you
had to write their name. You had to write their name on a piece of paper and then come back.
You
like
could
four
buy.
Weeks
you could
later.
Buy a variety. You used to be able to buy a variety of stuff like gummy bears in a jar and all this other shit. I remember
right.
that. Right. Yeah.
And then they
yeah,
went to gift wrap
to go,
and paper
you know
later.
You have to go to them. You have to go to those, what do they call them, delectables or something. There's some sites, they do still have them, though. Like, I don't think they do them in school, but they do have them. You can go online and find them.
I have
somebody else was
like
trying to
crazy.
Do it.
Mm-hmm.
this Marcus, particular brand. Marcus, they said you can get it online. The white kids still sell it. So I guess they just don't sell it in city schools. But Mr.
Yeah,
Man,
it's like online or something like that. Cause I know this woman, she was trying to do a fundraiser, and she wanted to bring it back like 3 years ago. And people was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because they, you know, they're not as old as we are. So she made it. Mm-hmm.
I can't. Well, if
the
anybody,
white kids still
if I,
sell it.
Well, I want to know.
So
my,
it's,
my brother.
So it's not world's finest chocolate?
No,
it's Catherine.
That's the new stuff. That's the new stuff, world's finest. She's
it's
talking
Catherine
about
Beach, Beach. B-E-I-C-H.
I don't remember
mm-hmm.
that candy. All
yeah,
I
know,
because
I used to say Catherine Bitch. I used to think you were saying Bitch. And I say, you want some Catherine Bitch? And they'd be like, what you Yeah.
I used to get the candy thing and just buy the whole damn thing, have my family fill it out and just buy it for them at
that
time. I was
eat it at my
no shade, though, y'all, but I got a question for y'all, maybe. It was just me. Did y'all go collect the money, but y'all mom and them didn't turn it back into the school?
Oh, no, that was the thing. I just had people write their names down, like, in my family. Like, I never sold it to, like, regular people. I had my family write the names down, and then I just pay for everything. So that way nobody would be. And I always get, like, a big prize. But I never got that bike, though, Marcus. I'm mad you brought that up.
Bitch, my mama would never turn that money into the school, and I never got that so far. That is tired.
That's late.
Hold on.
J-Rock? Your mom
yes.
is ghetto. Your mom
Ooh.
Is bougetto.
Baby, thank you. It's no shade. If y'all come to Dallas, to South Dallas, if I bring my mama to that ball, y'all going to say, who is that OG, triple OG up there, bitch? Bitch.
So hold on. She would collect the money and not, well, Lord.
I would say, well, Mama, I got to turn in the money.
How could
she
you get
said,
away with that, though? Because you had to turn in some type of product. You had to bring the product back or give the money.
Uh-uh. No, you just don't get your report card. And supposedly that was a penalty, but this is what Mama do. She'll wait till the summertime and go get my transcript. What the fuck she need the report card for?
Well, your mother is, wow, I love your
and she
mother.
Got eight,
go
and she got eight kids, and eight kids selling
Hold
candy.
Hold on, so she would get the candy bars and sell them for the dollar, and then you would never get the money?
Yep, and the M&M. No, I would get the money. I would get the money, and she would say, give me the money, and then when I have to turn it in, she'd be like, I paid that bill. I ain't gonna... They'll be all right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And we was all on the A on the roll. She taught us how to hustle.
Mm-mm.
And that is
no.
awesome. I live for your mother.
Lord, so y'all went to the school. Mind you, the school would give y'all more boxes of candy and stuff.
Right, that's what I'm understanding. They would keep giving y'all stuff.
Baby, but they gagged me in the second grade when that teacher said, you can't sell candy. I said, bitch.
Wait a minute, hold up.
Bitch,
wait a minute.
So you started in kindergarten?
You started in kindergarten?
Mm-hmm. Kindergarten, first grade. We skipped second grade because they kind of caught on to my mama. We switched schools and we started back.
Wow.
Yes, well, your mother is gangster. Go off, mom.
And she told him,
fuck that. I'm transferring
your
mouth. I'm going to whip them off.
No,
go off,
they tried
mom.
To get her, though. Check this out. I had a parents' conference because, you know, when it's like, well, I don't know if it's parents' conference. Yeah, parents' conference night. You know when it's not a bad parents' conference, when it's just you got to go and see how your child doing.
The open house. It's called the
open house. That's what it used to be called. She went to the open house. And the teacher had the fucking nerve to confront her about some M&M money. My mama said, are you the treasurer? She's like, well, no. She said, do you run the school's money? She's like, well, no, we just want to know. She said, well, why the fuck are you asking me about money? I come to ask about grades. Don't ask me about no motherfucking money. I'm like, oh, my God. We was just used to it. I told you my mama pushed the teacher out the fucking school window.
Oh, shit.
What? Yes, because that lady slapped me and left her fucking hand mark. When I went home,
oh,
I had
no,
a hand
see,
on my face.
See, only in Texas. See, in New York and New Jersey, our mama would have been in jail on court TV and shit with Star Jones and her. It would have been a mess, child. In Texas, you can get away with anything. I'm
she seen them fingers on my face, and she said, who hit you? And I said, Miss Smith. And she said, okay. And that's all she said was okay. And
ooh,
I thought
don't
it was
tell
ugly.
Me Miss Smith was a tall white woman.
Uh-uh, she was a big, big black woman. And my mama is small, but she sure lifted her.
Not out the window, though.
Yes. It was on the first floor, but I'm just saying, but she still threw out the window.
Is this the Candy in the chat room? I mean, in an official ballroom, and it's Can with K-A-T-Y, with this colorful can.
I never seen him sell that kind of candy.
Me either. Not even in Catholic school. When I transferred to public school, we didn't sell that.
Oh, you bourgeoisie now?
Oh, there you go, big head.
Oh, my God. I remember one of my girlfriends had a crush on this boy in high school, and she put a note in his locker. That boy was going to fuck her up. We beat the shit out of him. That was a kid.
What?
Yeah, one of my friends in high school, but I wasn't, you know, he was just a friend. I wasn't really in the life at that time, but he wanted to fight my friend because he got a note, and the straight boy got a note in his locker from my friend, meet him in the gym, and it was my friend Eric.
You went to school with Enrique?
No. No, it was this flaming guy, Eric, and he was like, I'm going to leave a note in his locker. I was like, don't leave that note in his locker. The boy's name is Alan. And he was like, where that faggot at? I'm going to fuck him up. And he was like, no. His friends tried to grab him. I was like, get off of him. They let him go. I beat the shit out of him in the hallway, and we jumped him.
That's one of the candies, Catherine. Yeah, that's one of them, the Caddy D's.
Oh,
no,
Caddy D's
is something totally different, baby. Caddy D's, you can't put Caddy D's in that bullshit.
No, I'm just saying, Caddy D's
is
like Catherine.
That's what it's
called, Caddy D's. Yeah,
oh,
that's what I'm telling you.
Marcus, I just had a case of Caddy D's for my grandmother's fundraiser. You could go online and buy. You know what? Let me get this information from my cousin. Because I just had a case of Caddy D's for my grandmother's thing. She had a party for her 90th birthday, and I got her a case of Caddy D's. That's all she eats is candy.
Because they come in the silver canister, right? It's like a little round canister.
Now they come in the gold. No, now they come
with
in the gold canister.
Yeah,
okay,
that's...
Well, man,
well,
yeah,
that's
what
want,
they updated them. They knew, and they like three layers in a circle can.
I just tagged Marcus.
Oh, you sent this to me?
No, I tagged you and make sure that that's the box. I mean, the can you're talking about. It's an official ballroom.
Caddy D's.
I'm about to go through it.
You'll go through like a whole case.
Oh my God,
I'll
be
glad
when these people move.
I will get sick off candy.
Yeah, that's them. That's them. Where y'all found that at? You know what? I know what to do.
Excited.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to save the picture and then Google image search it, and it should come up where I can get them from.
Yeah, you can order them. You can get to a whole case for like a whole
I have been looking for them for, she said it Mother's Day. Not Mother. Was that the last? Yeah, the last major holiday for her. Mother's Day. And then her birthday's right, then I couldn't find them. And then Christmas, she liked my gift so good. You know, she paid it. But Valentine's Day, I'll just send her an email saying I got her a case, send her the confirmation number, and be like, baby, it's on the way.
Damn.
I got my mother some roses, but I think
where
came
the
early.
She might be out back. She might be out back smoking weed with these people outside, because that shit is I'm about ready to call the police for these motherfuckers.
Damn, I'm mad I ain't there.
Naima?
Yeah.
You call for me?
You know, I was wondering where you were at because you had gotten so quiet.
I know, I was trying to put some of this paperwork away as y'all talked. Oh, I got a question for y'all up in the East Coast because this is dealing with work. They're trying to send me to the East Coast, and these are my choices. I got, is it North Carolina? I have North Carolina. I have D.C., Maryland area. Maryland, and then they're trying to give me NRD, Navy Recruiting District, New York. So I'm like, somebody tell me don't go to New York. Go to D.C. and I can get to Carolina and New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would take that option because you can go either way.
I'll tell you, the BAH is higher in D.C. too.
Oh, it's higher?
Yeah, you get a lot more money in D.C. for your housing and your food allotment.
Okay.
It would be much higher than North Carolina because the cost of living there is more. But if you live in Maryland, it would be cheaper. So, yeah, that's definitely the way to go.
See, because what they do is they give you the BAH for D.C., but you can live
in wherever
Maryland,
you want to live at,
Maryland,
right? Right. You live in Virginia if you want to, right?
Right. But you're getting the D.C.'s BAH.
Right. So that would be right. Because if you, what part of North Carolina would it be?
Greensboro or either Charlotte.
It all depends. I mean, it all depends. Like, even in what you spend in D.C. for a nice place, you could have a really, really nice place in North Carolina for probably half the amount of money, but you're probably only going to get half the amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
If you're willing to deal with, maybe a less newer place in D.C. for about the same, you know, for more money, you know, maybe you'll be okay.
And
I like having a washing machine.
Because I have to pick my storms. So y'all have, do they have blizzards in D.C.?
They have
snow. Because the way they were talking in New York, I don't think I'd be able to take that.
They have snow in D.C., but not, you know, anything could happen. I mean, in Charlotte, we don't get in much of anything. We don't really get, you know, if a hurricane comes, we get a little bit of rain. But, you know, we're so far from the shoreline to where, you know, our power doesn't go out or anything.
Huh.
You know.
I
mean, maybe had one earthquake ever in life. Yeah, D.C.'s a nice city.
What happened to everybody else? I guess I just got to go off what Marcus say. Everybody went private. I mean, did we just go private or something?
No, everybody's still here.
No,
oh.
I'm laughing at my aunt.
Okay,
talking about her
private.
Boyfriend just bust our windows out.
What?
Go to D.C.
Who are you talking about, Frederick Douglass?
Who are you calling Frederick Douglass?
No, Maya just said that her boyfriend bust her windows out.
Who?
Huh?
Y'all said Frederick Douglass.
Poor Maya. God bless her.
Oh, did bust her window out? Or wait a minute, because he didn't answer the door when she called? Was she not?
I don't know, child. She live in the Underground Railroad. I didn't know they had windows.
I would like to know the Knights in the Underground Railroad. Like, were they really scared and not? And it was some shit. It was some stuff going on in them railroads. I know it.
Well, she left the
stuff like what, J-Rock?
I'm just saying. Harriet Tubman, she was stressed out. She needed something. If I'm going to free y'all, y'all got to free me. No, this
you
ain't
saying
for...
Harriet Tubman was giving slave teas in the Underground Railroad?
I'm telling you, she was tricking. And it ain't tricking if you got it.
You
she
know
got
what?
It.
You know what? Good fucking night.
Yes, I crunched my
that?
Phone.
Yeah, whose phone is that?
Oh, it was an alien or somebody's phone?
Naima, what happened?
Oh, shit.
Extraterrestrial going on.
You know what? In fact, when will they mark the Valentine's Day candy down? Tomorrow?
Just like black folks.
No. That's what I'm gonna give the judges as a judge's gift. Thank y'all for reaching out.
Ew.
What?
Candy don't
nice
go bad.
Present.
What are you talking about?
Right, candy don't
go
bad.
Not my day.
Kelly is there. Kelly has been silent for a minute. Kelly, what's going on in California? Kelly?
She's munching right now.
Ooh.
All right, Kelly, I'm muting you. Alexis, what's going on in New York?
She munching.
Alexis?
Oh, boy. Are they still snowed in New York?
Nietzsche, what's going on over there in the West Coast?
What's going on over where?
In the West Coast.
Oh, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Everyone's getting ready for the awards ball next weekend down in Los Angeles. And
this weekend.
You know, I mean this weekend, I'm sorry. This Sunday down in Los Angeles. Don't correct me again, Marcus. This is my chance. Hold on. Mm. Okay.
So who's throwing the awards ball?
The West Coast Awards Ball is being thrown by our legendary mother, Corey Mizrahi. Legendary mother, lovely Revlon. An up-and-coming legend, Tutu Chanel.
What?
So, that's pretty much it.
So what day are you getting to L.A., Nikki?
I'm sorry?
what day are you getting to L.A.?
I'm not sure yet. Because I have a busy weekend, a real busy weekend. I moved this weekend.
No. So when do you get to North Carolina?
Who's doing
that's
all that
next
grunting?
Weekend. Huh? Huh? That's the next weekend. What did you say,
I know. When...
Oh, Marcus, I'm sorry.
When do you get to North Carolina?
I told you after the concert. I have to sing first.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me that.
I have to sing and get my, you know, get my white envelope and, you know, blow kisses and, you know, take pictures and come.
That bitch said white envelope. You better
they watch. They couldn't get Donnie McGlurkin.
You said what?
Oh, shit.
Did you call me bottomless legend?
What?
No, he said they couldn't get down. That's what you just picked up.
Wait,
you're like,
y'all
no,
in bottoms this week. Y'all are
wait a minute,
with y'all in bottoms this week.
Bottomless, wait, he said bottomless legend.
Well, that's a legend I wouldn't want to be friends with.
Bitch.
Because you're jealous.
I'm
well,
jealous
you know
of a bottomless legend.
I wonder if you think that I'm a nasty girl.
So,
no wonder you can't burn the candy no more.
Is it really LaBeza or somebody LaBeza sing that?
Mm-hmm. You said what?
Who sings that record for real?
Some LaBeza, it's a LaBeza person.
It was up in the official ballroom before.
My father posted it in the room. Didn't you look at it when he posted
who
it?
No,
father?
It's Lego LaBeza is the one I'm saying.
Who
oh,
is
from
your
Baltimore.
Father?
That's
it
from
ain't
Baltimore,
you,
right?
You're not
yeah,
him,
Lego.
That's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's the same one, Enrique.
All right.
Jason, who is your father?
Not you.
I thought you didn't have a father.
Well, I do now. London is my mother, and somebody else is my father. You should have been on here when I started. Pay attention, girl.
Oh, shit.
That was just so rude and crucial and
cutthroat. I'm your mother, so you stay in your place while I spank you, too.
Do we welcome Alexis back to the Iconic House of Chanel?
Ooh. Oh, is that where she went back to?
Congratulations, Alexis Chanel.
Oh.
Congratulations, Chanel.
Congratulations,
uh-oh.
Chanel.
Congratulations. She always wants to go back home.
Mm. Wait a minute, Marcus. Do you have permission to drop that tea?
Can you guys also, and also a birthday shout out to the legendary mother, Alexis Snow. You already know. She snowed on her birthday.
Wasn't that a week ago?
I'm about to say, how she
no, that was just
the
past week. That was just this past weekend. What are you talking about?
This past weekend that just passed, that's like coming up the day after tomorrow.
Okay,
like the
look,
next weekend.
Let me tell you this, okay, Marcus? Don't get all indignant, okay? Okay, do not get all indignant with me, okay? I have went out with the white people and stuff, and they told me, you know, we get paid. We give reimbursed our lunches and business dinners and things, and we have a 2 adult drink minimal. And just put on, I said, oh. So the guys at the work said, hey, we're going out for a couple of drinks. You want to go? Sure. That will be on my financial report.
Would you say, bitch, go get my 2 drinks?
So I have my 2 free adult
drinks,
of course, a couple
Mark,
more.
Mark, what did you find? Who shot Cupid?
Bitch, I shoot Cupid every motherfucking year.
Bitch,
damn.
That is a key.
Who shot what?
Who shot
Cupid?
Cupid
is laying on the ground. Somebody should have
had what I had. That bitch kept buzzing over my head, so I had to shoot her.
Oh, that's harsh.
That's funny.
No, so I like Valentine's Day. I do. I like Valentine's Day. I don't think it's a bad holiday.
I like the day
that.
After Valentine's Day.
Why, the sale?
No, because it's
like
over.
President's Day. President's Day for Americans is a sale at the store. People be talking about Happy President's Day. I be like, for what, the sale?
Because you're paying honest of the president.
Yeah, Obama and Bill Clinton.
And Abraham Lincoln and George Washington.
Yeah. They
and John F. Kennedy.
About him in a year.
And all of those
people. We should
people.
Pay homage to him. I paid homage to Lincoln. That movie was over.
The Vampire Slayer?
Yes, God.
Oh, yeah. Special shout out to Abraham Lincoln. Happy birthday.
Yeah. That movie was sick.
Well, speaking of movies. Do y'all plan on going to see Beautiful Creatures?
Beautiful, yes,
oh, yes,
God.
I am. I'm going to see
yes,
that tonight.
God.
Yes.
I do want to see that. I will be going to see it. It's out right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it started today.
Oh.
It started at midnight.
I want to see it.
I'm off Friday. I think that's what I might dedicate my Friday to doing, watching it.
Yeah, I
want to
see
that.
And I want to see, what is it, Jack the Giant Slayer or something like that?
Oh, that's going to be good, too. I hope that's better than them Hansel and Gretel the Witch Hunters.
Was that good?
No, it was not.
Naima, did you see the previews of that movie about the alien abduction of the family or whatever, how the aliens are watching that one family?
Oh, I saw that.
No, but I'm gonna tell, was that the movie called World War Z?
No. That's about the zombies. No, I think it's called Dark Skies or something.
It's called Dark. It's either Dark Skies or Dark Nights.
Yeah, something about aliens that are watching this family or whatever and fucking with them and stuff like that.
Oh no, I didn't catch that.
It looks really, really good. Like really good.
Has anybody seen that movie, Mommy? Or what is it called?
Mama.
Mama. Has anybody seen that?
No, I haven't seen it yet either.
Bitch,
but I tell y'all, the movie that I'm dying to see, though, I don't know if y'all are fans or...
Carrie.
I remember the old one. Evil fucking Dead.
They
redoing
that?
They redid it, and the trailer of Evil Dead is everything.
Well, y'all going to think I'm boring, because I can't wait for March 8th, because I can't wait to go see the new Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah, I want to
see that,
too.
I want to see that, too, though.
That's
not
they
made another one?
Yeah, well, this one is kind of going to be like the spinoff, because they're getting ready to, I don't know if you've all seen the play Wicked, but they're getting ready to turn Wicked into a movie as well. So this is getting you ready for Wicked. So this is telling the story of the wizard. When Wicked comes out, it's going to tell the story of the Wicked Witch. So I can't wait to see.
So it's like, so this is the first installment.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Like where she come from, how it became out.
Yeah, how she
became.
So basically
it's a play. It's a play brought to a movie then, correct?
Yeah.
It's the Wicked, right, okay, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
See, little Tito.
It's a really
wrote,
good book too, though. You guys
yeah,
should read the book. It's a really
good book.
And actually,
because actually, that's there are three books. It's Wicked. Then it's then the second book was The Son of a Witch, and then the third book is the telling the story from the Cowardly Lion's point of view. But I can't think. I got it in the room. I can't think of the name of it. But I can go in the room and get it and can tell you the name of that book. But I read Wicked and I read Son of a Witch, but I haven't read that book yet.
What's Son of a Witch about?
You know what we need to start? We need to start us a book.
Son of a Witch is the story of the Wicked Witch and the Scarecrow, because the Wicked Witch and the Scarecrow. Well, if you've never, I don't want to tell y'all the story in case you haven't.
Know what happened with the Scarecrow. I mean, that's
no, you don't. Thing. See, you don't know the real story behind the Scarecrow and the Wicked Witch.
Right.
So if you've never seen Wicked and you've never read the book and you want to, I don't want to ruin it for you. So Son of a Witch is basically the story of the child that the Wicked Witch left behind, and it tells the son's story about how he had to grow up on the run because the Wicked Witch was on the run and whatever. But those are actually good books, and if you get a chance to see Wicked, you should see it because you'll really.
I want to read the book first.
It's going to give you a whole the play is actually better than the book, so
yeah,
you get
the play is actually it's the more condensed
version. That's the first time I've ever heard that something that's better than the book, because the book be having more details and more elaborate.
But it just condenses it better, so it is actually a very good, very very good thing. It's a very good play, but the book is very good too. But the book is very long, but it's very entertaining. So it does grab
your
attention.
Yeah, no shade. I liked I forgot the name of the proper name of the book, but I like Precious a lot more than that because that book was fucking gross. I was like, I'm not reading anymore.
I live for that book, Precious. Though I just love
what's grotesque. I was like, I'm not reading anymore of this bullshit.
Have y'all ever read The Color Purple?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I love
The Color
Purple. I love the book more than I love the actual movie.
Yeah, that book was fucking sick, man.
Yeah,
that little lesbian relationship between Suge and Seeley was a mess.
Mm-hmm. Have y'all ever read, what was the book, The Client?
No,
they made a movie with Clint Eastwood out of that.
Yeah,
and the last one is, have y'all ever read A Time to Kill?
Yes.
No.
Bitch,
that book made me want to go punch the fuck out of somebody. The movie ain't got shit on that book.
That movie really was captioned down. It watered that book down.
People need to start reading more. Maybe we wouldn't have no illiterate motherfuckers.
Yeah. But, Margaret, I can't believe you didn't like Precious. I love the way that was written, though.
Mm-hmm. No, it was a lot in that book for that time period. And then for me to know who was going to play Monique and then to hear the word, I was just like, oh, God, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I just put the book down. I got to, like, maybe, like, you know, maybe, like, page 34 or something like that, and I just put the book down. I couldn't read it anymore.
The reason why I thought it was a good book, because the more she got educated, the clearer her writing got. And that's what I got a life off of. Like, that was ingenious to me.
I never
read
the book, but I thought the movie was really, really good, though. But, you know, ain't nothing like my favorite line when she told the child to take her hands down to welfare.
My favorite line was like when she said that, what's her name, told her to shut up and lay down, like, shut up and lay down. She goes, well, what did you do? I laid my fat ass down and I shut up. That was my favorite line. I was like, no, that bitch didn't.
But
she's sitting in the welfare office.
I'm sorry, the sad thing, I only watched that movie one time. And when I watched the movie, I was like, I felt bad because I'm like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be laughing or if I'm supposed to be crying. Because
right.
I laughed through the whole, I'm like, this movie just can't be real. And I just laughed through the whole damn movie.
That
especially
movie was
when
the
she
key
was
no
like,
shade.
Can I hold the baby? And then she threw the damn baby on the floor. I was like, is this bitch really crazy?
No, but you got to understand. You know what the sad part about shit like that is real? That shit is real.
No, that really
that
is real.
Is.
Like,
it
that is.
Is.
That
it
is very real.
Real.
That's
that
the
is
sad
very
part.
Real.
It's real. But after that,
that
no shade, it's going to sound real stupid, but after seeing that movie, I kind of had to respect the ghetto bitches more because sometimes it would make me fucking sick. But then after watching that movie, it's like, bro, I really don't know what they're going through. I don't know.
No,
I'm
telling you from a ghetto person point of view, y'all really have no idea what ghetto people actually
thank
go through.
You, Mark.
No shade. Like, ghetto people have a really rough time. I've been stabbed. I've been shot more than once. I'm telling you, it's a mess.
Let me tell you something. When you come home and you're trying to walk across the street and have to duck because two stupid idiots want a crossfire and a bunch of elementary school kids, and we have to hit the ground because two people want to have Uzis and shooting at each other, that shit sucks. Growing up in that Boys in the Hood time, N.W.A., Ice Cube, where everybody thought they was Crips, Bloods, and gangsters, they didn't care who was in the way. That's why I was like,
yeah, I heard they was pretty ruthless.
Well, clearly, I'm not about that life.
Me neither.
I actually I'm not gonna lie to you. I swear for God,
you like hitting the ground.
No, don't fucking play with me, whore. I actually liked shooting guns. Like, I got
oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
a real
duh. I love shooting guns.
I got a big, big thrill. It almost became an adrenaline rush, and I found myself going outside at night, 1, 2 in the morning, just busting.
Okay, well, now, I don't know about all that. That's the one you need to see.
Like, no,
I'm talking about going to the range.
Like an addiction. I was like, oh, no.
Jason.
You're nasty.
Nasty bitch.
Is Jeff in there?
That's why you didn't want to host y'all.
I'm here.
I don't want to hear y'all talking about no damn guns.
Jeff, have you ever seen a movie called Alice, Sweet Alice?
Oh,
I've heard about that.
Or either Are You in the House Alone?
Oh, bitch.
I've never heard of that.
Are You in the House Alone is one of them, like, Netflix movies.
Is that, like, When a Stranger Calls Back?
No, but it's the original.
No, When a Stranger Calls is the original. When a Stranger Calls Back is the conclusion.
But Are You in the House Alone, Alice, Sweet Alice, Dolly Dearest. I was just remembering the movies when I was
Dearest
little.
I remember Dolly Dearest, that little doll. She was such a little bitch. I loved her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, you are evil.
You guys are ghetto boots.
But Alice, Sweet Alice was the one.
Enrique, don't try it, okay? You look at Baltimore. I fucking dared you.
Remember when Alice, Sweet Alice, when she put her sister in that box and tried to set the box on fire?
Mm-hmm.
I remember those good movies. Those were the, they used to scare the shit out of me. My aunt used to make me watch horror movies like Henry and stuff like that. Like,
oh, Henry. Oh, that little boy was such a little bastard.
No, 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 no. Henry. Henry, the one about the fucking, they said, you've heard of Freddy, you've heard of Jason, now it's Henry. He was worse than Michael Myers, Jason, and he used to go pick up hookers and prostitutes, then chop them up and put them in bags and stuff like that. That is not This Mark is
not. Bitch, where's that movie? They had a movie called Henry, but it was about a little demonic little boy. Oh, you got
no, no,
to go to the movie,
I think Henry's on. I think Henry is on Netflix, but my aunt made
us
watch.
Oh, yes,
watch.
I'm about to turn on Henry. That sounds like a key.
It wasn't a key when I watched that shit. My aunt used to make us sit down.
Like, you was young. Now we
Why would your aunt make you sit down and watch it, though? I'm confused.
But, no, because she would be watching it, and then my grandmother used to say, don't let them watch their movies before they go to bed. But my aunt was like, yes, ma'am. And then it'd be like, when she leave us with her, she'd be like, it's my house, and I watch what I want to watch. Y'all can go to sleep. But you know how you be curious as a little kid because you be seeing it, but you're not supposed to see it? Then it's late at night, and my aunt likes to turn off all the lights in the fucking house. So when the moon is shining through the window, it always looks like something sitting in the corner or something. Bitch, she used to have us terrified.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to start from the top going to the bottom. Michi, are you still there?
That's the bottom.
Who? Michi. Okay. Naima?
Yeah.
What is the scariest movie that you've ever seen?
The scariest movie I've ever seen?
Mm-hmm.
I would say the scariest movie that I've ever seen, and I will tell you why, would be 13 Ghosts.
13 Ghosts. Kelly, you're not muted now. You were muted because we were calling you and you weren't saying anything.
I was conducting business.
Okay, you're back. Go ahead, Naima.
And the reason why I would say 13 Ghosts as would be probably one of, I have other ones, but I would say that would be my main one, is because stuff like that is actually true. Like, that can really happen. You can actually have incantations on glass and contain spirits. And you can harness spirits with certain books and everything, and you can contain them in anything that you want. So that actually has been proven to be true. That's why I think that kind of worked me so bad, because people are actually out here that are sick like that and do things like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Enrique, what's the scariest movie you ever saw?
I don't watch scary movies, so I couldn't.
Yeah, you fucking punk.
No, for real. My mother never let us watch them. And this is my thing. I don't think it's funny. And this might sound like kind of crazy, but I don't think it's funny to sit there and watch people get their heads sliced off or arms cut off. I don't find that to be hilarious, so I just choose not to watch
that
it.
That is hilarious.
Me, I don't think it's funny.
Okay. Mark, what's the scariest movie you ever watched?
I've seen practically all of them, but I'm going to say from the time that I actually was a kid and loved scary movies, till this day, Linda Blair and The Exorcist still can go.
Okay. Jason, what's the scariest movie you ever seen?
Okay, I'm going to go in order of age. The first one would be Poltergeist.
The scariest movie, just one, not only.
I would have to go in age because...
No,
because
we can't go in age. We only have about 5 minutes left.
Okay, well, the scariest movie I think I've ever saw as an adult that really scared the shit out of me would be Candyman.
Get it out.
Okay. J-Rock?
I would say the scariest movie to me was, oh, my God, Night of the Living Dead, the black and white one.
Okay, yeah.
That scared the shit out of me because my dad died when I was 4, so I used to think he could come back.
Oh, wow. Kelly, what's your scariest movie?
Candyman. This is not
street,
the
I'm glad I'm not by myself.
Can I tell y'all the story about, I wish Naima was still here. We just lost her. I'm going to tell y'all another time about Candy.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, she told us about how you went to Chicago.
Yeah, she told us about that, but she didn't share that with them.
Jasmine, one day, maybe next week or whatever, I'm going to tell y'all a story, and it's a true story about my little brother. And I guarantee you, y'all gonna be like, "Don't say that. It's gonna scare the shit out of y'all." But it's true though.
Say it really quick.
So he cut somebody up and chopped them up. What happened?
No. Okay. My mom had two twins. Their name was Esau and Jacob. And Esau died when he was 6 months old because he smothered behind the bed because he could crawl and they both could crawl. But Esau fell between the mattress and the headboard. And by my mom having a lot of kids, she thought maybe one of us went and got the twin. So then when we went, when she was looking for him, and she was like, "Who has the baby? Nobody had him. I guess he had stayed back there too long." So then when she found him back there, he wasn't breathing. So when she called an ambulance and everything, my grandmother ran down from her apartment to come to my mom's apartment. He was gone. So we lost him. Okay. The other twin, Jacob used to always, when he started learning how to talk, his first words was Esau. So he would sit in Indian style and rock back and forth and go, "Esau, Esau, Esau." And we used to think that was the creepiest shit in the world because he couldn't talk. He could only say Esau. So then, the next thing you know, when he started getting older, the little boy that's up under me used to always aggravate him and, like, pick on him. So when you pick on him, he'll just sit in the middle of the floor and he'll start rocking back and forth and going, "Esau, Esau." I'm talking about, this is when he could talk now. And one day my little brother said he was messing with the twin, and he said he looked under the bed, and he seen Esau come from under the bed with red eyes and sharp teeth and like Pennywise the clown. So he runs like he's terrified out of his mind. He tell my grandmother, he calling Esau on me, and I'm like, "Boy, shut up, that is not real." And when my mom had the baby after the twins, she said somebody came at the end of her bed, a little baby, and kept moving her feet. And she kept, you know, saying, like, "Jacob?" And, you know, but she was like, "Wait a minute, Jacob is bigger than that." And she said she knew her son. And when I seen it, when I tell you, this is what scared the shit out of me. I came home one day from school. My grandmother said, "When you get out of school, come to church, because we're going to be already at church. Just walk around the corner to the church." I tried to play my grandmother and be like, "I ain't going to church. I'm going to stay at the house." Being disobedient. Next thing you know, I go in the house. I see this little baby standing in the dining room. Looked at like something out of the Pet Cemetery. And I'm just like, "Wait a minute. I know I'm not tripping. It was Esau." So I'm sitting up there like, "Oh, my God." And then he said in Indian style and started going, "Esau, Esau." Bitch, when I tell you I tried to run out the door and the doors weren't open, I couldn't get out the house. I called the church. I asked my grandmother. I said, "Grandma, I was going to come to church because you saved me, because this baby is trying to kill me." And then she started praying and pleading the blood of Jesus, and the doors opened. But that's just a little bit of the kind of stuff that I grew up with the twin Esau.
So your mama must have got high boots.
Yes, she did,
boots.
Actually.
Baby, that was scary.
But that was real for me. That's what I'm saying. I told that in school one time and had to go to the principal's office. I was like, "What?"
Yes, bitch, I was sitting there too. Like, I'm out of here.
I would have sent you right to the psychiatrist. I'd have like, "Listen,
here's the funny part, though. After I told everybody that in school, people remembered that from elementary school. Now, Jacob, you know, he gets older and everything. Do you know people were scared of that? Well, he's in jail for murder right now, but anyways, everybody
was. He called Esau.
No, he went to jail for murder.
I'm about to hang up this phone.
So if y'all see my little brother, tell him I said, "Hey."
Lord? He tried that. He had to be a punch back.
What you said? You said if we see him, tell him.
You see him,
tell him,
you say, "Hey."
Yeah.
Okay, let me,
honey, what is you trying to tell? Some damn scary story, like some urban legend, like we're going to get scared.
I didn't say I was scared.
I'm scared, JY, because let me tell you something. It's just like in real life, a ghost come after me, bitch, I'm trying my best to knock the shit out of it, just like I would in real life, so I ain't scared of nothing.
Let me
my grandmother always told me that
My grandma always said, if you think there's a ghost in the house and stuff, and you just give it a name, if you give it a name, then it becomes like a part of the family and pay it.
Mm-hmm. Baby, how you gonna become part of the family when you was already in the damn family? He had a name, and he wouldn't let me out that house.
Well, honey, he was living with y'all. He ain't got nothing to do with Orlando, Florida, honey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jasmine, I live in Jersey. Come on, J-Rock.
You can come up here if she wants. With our ghost don't play up here.
I don't mean no harm, but unless the house has been built from the ground.
I'll give him some discounted tickets to Disney World.
It's been built from the ground. Your house has a spirit in it. I don't care what nobody say. Unless it's a brand new house. Your house has a spirit in it,
yeah,
so you might as well just get used to it.
Well, let me tell you something. My cat is so motherfucking nosy. If a spirit was in here, I would have no other choice but to know that bitch will follow that spirit all through this house.
Yeah,
and
it's the same thing
with
Star. Star will go crazy. Star always barking at animals.
And let me tell you something. Animals can see spirits. We
can,
but they can't.
They can definitely sense it.
I can sense it, too. I have it.
We can't.
I have that gift to discern spirits and stuff like that and know what's going on and stuff like that, too. And
I'm
going to
tell you really quickly, because I know this show's going to hang up, but talking about animals, I'm sorry, Derek, I didn't mean to cut you off. But I'm going to tell you a story about an animal. I was raised in a Muslim religion and stuff, and when my second uncle died, his name was Hassan. When he died, he had a dog named Sheba. Sheba was a German Shepherd. She was more of a guard dog. It was his dog that guarded our home, my grandmother's house. Anyway, my uncle died in the attic of a drug overdose. My mother found him on the toilet with a needle in his arm, and he died. My uncle used to sleep in the attic. They converted the attic into like a small little, room and stuff like that, studio, and he used to sleep in the attic. Sheba was an outside dog. When my uncle died, somehow, some way, Sheba used to be at the back door trying to get into the house really, really badly. And she winded up getting into the house, and the first thing she did was run through the whole house, all the way up to the attic, and laid on his bed. Now, this is a true story. She laid on his bed. My grandmother got a broom, tried to get Sheba off that bed. Sheba would not go nowhere. My grandfather came and said, "Leave her there. She'll be all right." He put newspaper down, gave her food and water, and that dog stood there. My grandfather said it. She's going to stay there for the next 30 days and 30 nights, and that's what's going to happen. And lo and behold, she stood up there at his bedside, even though he wasn't there, but stood up there in that attic for the next 30 days and 30 nights. I remember that next morning she was at the bottom of the stairs scratching to go back outside. And that's when I realized how strong or how much of a connection animals had with the spirit world.
Now, what was the 30 days and 30 nights for? I don't understand. What was that for, the length of time period?
In the Muslim religion, I can't remember really how it goes, but they do say that the spirit stays with the family, so forth and so on, for 30 days and 30 nights.
Oh, okay. That's wrong.
This was a very long time ago. I may be wrong as far as the numbers go, if anybody want to clarify that, but that's pretty much where it went, and that's how it was with him. But I was very young, but I do remember the dog, because I used to have to go up there feeding her and picking up her poop every fucking day.
Wow. Well, that would stay with you. Like...
Yeah, thank you, Susan. Susan said I'm right. I kind of remembered it a little bit. But, yeah, that's what it was. But anyway,
wow.
The show's going to end shortly, so I just want to say happy Valentine's Day to everyone. If you have someone that you love or you care for, don't be afraid to share it with them all the time, and especially today, give them an extra big kiss or an extra, hug or something like that. Just in honor of the day, we all should love and celebrate, the people that we care about, even if it's a friend,
or a family member, or anybody,
just love and share with them, for today. We need to, it's sad that tonight's show didn't, we didn't really have too much fun with the whole you know, Valentine's Day thing, it just seems like a lot of people are kind of over the love or, you know, the bonding, but so be it. Find love and, you know, love and companionship within anybody. Or love yourself. Look in the mirror and do something special for yourself if you're single. Go buy yourself something special. Buy yourself a box of chocolate or bonbons and watch a Scandal tonight. But on that note, everyone, say good night.
All right, good
night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Don't forget to tune in Monday to Kelly and the crew for recap of the ball. And
I was
going to
give all that, Jason, honey. That's my job, Jason.
Oh, shit.
You know what?
They're like, well, good night then.
Good night then.
Like, well, good night.
Good night, Enrique. Say your good night.
Good night, and that's for tonight, and good night, and that's for last night.
Thank you. Well, you, honey, you had a lot of good nights. A couple of weeks you didn't do it.
Oh, Lord.
Jen,
thank you, Enrique. And Mark, say good night.
Good night, everybody. Enjoy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Jason.
Happy Valentine's Day. Good night.
Oh, there you go, honey. Thank you, Jason. We're about to call you. J-Rock.
Good night. And don't let the bed bugs bite.
Thank you, J-Rock. Thank you, Sue. And I was about to say it, too. You reminded me. Kelly, good night.
Deuces.
Wow. There you go. All right, everybody. I want to say good night and thank you for tuning in for the State of Emergency show. Like Jason brought up, don't forget to tune in next Monday for the weekend recap where we'll be recapping the awards call in D.C., in L.A., as well as Ayanna Christian's ball in D.C. and any other events that I may be forgetting this weekend. Also, don't forget next week, Tuesday, we will be back with the Tea Party cast with all their tea and gossip. And next Wednesday, we will be doing our anniversary show where everyone will be on the line and we'll be talking about everything and just how we made it to another year. I think it's five now or so. I'm so lost with it. But next Wednesday will be our anniversary show. So thank you. Everyone have a safe week. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for everyone that listened. And good night.